Yeah, I don't appreciate being called black, by the way.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making those stupid comments. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you. All night long.
Kiss my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
I'm here. I'm the host, Carlito, of a show that I'm doing right now. Thank you for joining me. Those few of you who have. Music is too loud. The few of you who have joined, thank you. All right. I'm here to do prank calls, looking for work. These were sent to me via Gmail. Okay, well, we got for sale, 3-point carry-all. I don't know what the fuck that is. Let's call them about it. Let me change my caller ID to the local area code first, though. Fuck 'em, yay. I wouldn't piss on that nigga with grandma, yay. Woo! They see the shop in the Target. Okay, here we go. What's a king without a crown, nigga? What? What's a circus without you, clown, nigga? What's a brick from an out of town, nigga? When you flood and you can drown, nigga. Yeah. It's the good music, golden child. And $1 million sign, can't nobody hold me down. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball.
Oh.
Yeah, you got the 3-point for sale?
Yeah, I got certain items for you referring to.
What do you do with that shit?
What are you talking about?
It says 3-point carry-all.
It's a 3-point hookup. It's a little attachment port lift. Go behind a track to carry stuff on.
Oh, because you didn't write that in the ad. It just says 3-point carry-all. I can't tell what the fuck it is.
Well, if you go to Tractor Supply, they'll list them there as a 3-point carry-all, and that's the way they list it. It's, you can put a flow on it, or you can just use the forks.
Oh, shut up. How much can you haul with it? How much weight can it take? Do you know?
I have no idea. Probably up to 1,000 pounds.
Oh, so you think that's enough to put your mom's fat ass in to carry her around?
I don't know, but if you're trying to play a joke, you're a sorry son of a bitch.
I'm trying to buy a 3-point carry-all. Hello? It says carry-all. Hello? Motherfucker. Hello, motherfucker. I don't think he knows he didn't hang up the phone machine. Hey, the phone machine's working. There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, this is James Parkman sent these in. Thank you. That was the first page. That's stuff for sale. Now I do that all the time. Stuff for sale. I want to look for jobs. Damn it. Now, let me go to the right page here. Let's see. This is for services. No. I thought he had jobs on this motherfucker. Aw, damn. I was all excited for jobs. Unless maybe it's not on this page. Okay, here we go. Here are the jobs. I found the jobs. There's not many. I was expecting more jobs.
the world come to. I'm from the 312.
All right.
And dreams don't come true like that. A guy go in his mercy, you lie. Go from working McDonald's, belly.
I think there's a different page to this because it's someone that was like really big with a lot of jobs and it said, like, no phone calls, please. Stuff like that. Anyway, here's a part. No, they say no phone calls, but no phone number. Never mind. All right, we got a water and sewer superintendent position. He's got to call places out of the phone book, I guess. Off of Google Maps.
Your call will be transferred to the attendant.
May I help you?
Hello, female attendant. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
All right. I need to speak with someone regarding the water sewer superintendent position. Now, I want to talk to someone. I don't want a machine.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is come in and pick up an application.
Oh, shit, motherfucker. Really? That's all I can do right now?
Listen.
What?
That language is pretty bad.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man. I haven't worked in so long. I haven't worked in so fucking long, I forgot. Oh, I did it again. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh,
but
no.
But that's the only way you can inquire about the job is to come in.
Then why put an ad like that? Why not just say that in the ad? Why put a phone number? I don't understand.
Well, what questions did you have? It was self-explanatory in the paper what the qualifications were.
Yeah, but all right, but you just told me that the only way to inquire about it is to fill an application, but then you put a phone number in there. So I think there's something else to this.
What could possibly be about it? I mean,
there's clues. I'm looking at clues here, right? Because you put in phone number, so there's a reason to call. I think I got to find a way, find the right combination of things to say to get, ahead here, right?
Well,
Who makes the hiring decision? Not you. You're just a phone operator, right?
No, I'm actually one step. I'm a billing clerk.
Oh, geez. Yeah, but still, you're not like a man that works there, right?
What the heck?
I mean, manager. I mean,
this
manager.
Conversation's
I mean, manager. I mean, manager. What the heck? Call him back. Here's the man, my favorite rapper of all time. Ghostface Killer.
May I help you?
Yes, I was calling about the water sewer superintendent man position.
Yes.
All right. I'd like to see if I could speak to the man in charge.
Okay. Can I tell him who's calling?
Yes, this is Cross. He was making me a final job offer.
What's the first name?
Cross.
Cross is your first name?
Cross is my name.
Cross is your name?
Mm-hmm.
Your first name or your last?
Just Cross. That's all you need is Cross.
Okay. Let me see if he'll take your call.
Okay, honey. I wanted Matt to join me. He loves these daytime shows, but he is not around. He is not the answer.
This is Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Ron? Big fat Ron. How you been?
I know. I understand you're talking to my girls pretty rough. What's the reason for that?
Oh, no, I wasn't talking to your girls. What do you mean, your girls?
Here in the office.
You call them your girls like that?
Well, they're not my girls. Are you calling about the job application?
Well, yeah.
Well, they said you use foul language with them, the girls in billing, whoever answered.
No, because, I mean, like, I haven't worked in a while, so I'm not
used. That's a good way to get hired.
Well, no,
you know that,
I forgot, you know, the whole not to say F-U-C-K and stuff like that. That's my fault. But I apologized, but I told her I needed to talk to, you know, the man in charge, and she got upset because I said the man in charge. She was like, what do you mean the man in charge?
You know? Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not impressed at all.
Well, she was like, what do you mean manage? I was like, no, honey, I didn't mean it like that. And then, you know, I call back, and you're calling them your girls, so
well,
you're doing the same thing.
Speed.
You know?
Speed. But I can tell you right now, there's no need in your line, so you can just...
Oh, you can't turn me down like that. There's laws, sir, in this county.
There's not.
There's
not
laws.
Language like that.
There's laws in this state where you have to take the application no matter what.
Well, I'll send you an application.
No. I have to come in.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. She said to come in.
Well, you can come in and pick one up. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm going to come in and fill it out. I'll sit down, fill it out there, and I'll give it to that one honey baby that I was talking to. Do you guys like Chipotle? I'll bring some Chipotle.
Yeah, impressive.
You know, just to maybe, you know... Smooth.
Yeah, come on in and get you an application. I won't say you can have one.
Yeah, and you can't say that I can't fill it out.
I can give you one, you fill it out, and you turn it in.
Yeah, and then you can't say that you won't consider it.
What?
You can't say that you won't consider it.
I'll consider it. Yeah, I will.
And you can't say that you won't call me back for an interview.
I don't have to interview if
I don't want to. Oh, yeah, you do. If I'm more qualified.
No, I don't have to interview. I pick who I interview.
No. If I'm more qualified, you're supposed to interview me, the more qualified person.
Well,
that's the law.
If I look over your resume and your application and I think you're qualified, I'll call you in for an interview.
Well, it's not up to you, sir. It's what my qualifications say.
It is.
Sir, there's
law. I'm the manager.
There's laws in this state, sir. I don't think you understand. There's law.
There's not.
There's laws in this goddamn state.
No,
you can't.
No, there's not.
Do some shit like that.
But you come on in and get you an application, fill it out.
And
I'll look at it.
How about if I suck your dick?
Oh.
Ow.
Bag with just one victim. Uh-huh. Now let me show you what my closet on.
Ow.
Display case called.
Okay. Nunu sent in a bunch of Muslim names in Glasgow. Just a minute, please, while I prepare this. He's doing that shit again. Any day now, Voxox, you can dial. Just thinking about it. There it goes. Alright, fine. Fine, be a bitch. I'll try a different one. I hope you all are having a great Friday. Hope a lot of you getting out of work early since it's Friday, big holiday weekend. I'm excited for the holiday, too. Can't wait. I'm going to have some barbecue. Yeah. Holiday weekend, everybody. Any minute now, my dialing apparatus will be back up and we can continue with the calls. I'm not going to call that place again, the water sewer superintendent position. Done enough there. But I'm going to try a few of these new numbers. We're still waiting. Oh, there we go. Decided to work. Let me copy that number again. The first dial always takes it a little bit. Oh, Jesus. I went to get lunch. I went to McDonald's. I got a fish fillet sandwich, and I'm saving it so I can eat it while I'm applying for work, because it's always so rude. But... Yay!
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Is Mr. Muhammad there? Okay, motherfucker.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Muhammad. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Muhammad. Hi.
Hello?
Is that you, sir, Mr. Muhammad? Is this Mr. Muhammad?
Yeah.
How are you? Good afternoon.
Okay.
Good evening, yeah. Were you having sex with your wife right now?
Pardon?
Were you having sex with your wife right now?
Yeah, why?
Oh, does it smell bad in the room because you did that?
No.
What does sex smell like to you?
Go and fuck yourself, you fucking bastard.
Is that what it smells like? Like Vaseline and shit? Okay. Go and fuck yourself, you bastard, he said. Buster Keaton taking his daughter to see Lana Del Rey. Awesome. I'm a Lana Del Rey fan. She gets a lot of shit for her live performances, though. She gets a lot of shit about her live performances, so beware. Concert ticket buyer, beware.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Sex! Alright, next one. This is another Mohammed. Another Momo. I am on Tiny Chat eating live, eating fries on Tiny Chat. TinyChat.com/prankcallnation.
Welcome to the messaging service.
Here's the next one.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Mohammed?
No, it isn't Miss Mohammed, and stop ringing this number.
Hey, don't talk to me like that, motherfucker, you. What the fuck? She must get that a lot, Nunu. Wow. God damn it. What was that about? Ah! All that for that. Alright, next Mohammed. Hi, Dirty Era. Hi, Dirty Era.
Hi.
Hi.
Muting.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Miss Mohammed.
Yes?
Oh, hey, I'm drawing a picture of the Prophet Muhammad right now. I drew a picture of him. No, she doesn't like that. God, you hear how slow it does that? Thunk, thunk. How are
Sounds
you?
Boring.
You did,
I'm
you
good.
Heard you last night, on last night on the air or the night before? When was it?
I think it was the night before.
Night before, yeah. I stayed up 28 hours straight the other day. Couldn't fall
Why?
Asleep. Couldn't fall asleep.
Really?
Stayed up for, yeah. Crazy. Anyway, well, good to hear you, man.
Yeah. I've been excited. I get so fucking bogged down by the technical problems. You know, it's not really the technical problems. It's that I want my show to sound like your show, and I always struggle with that. Like with the with the music, you know, like having background music and then be able to like take a break and play pranks and shit like that. Like,
yeah,
makes for a better show.
Did you ever get that program for me that fixes your stereo mix?
I don't want to talk about stereo mix. We just don't. I just, every time I see stereo mix, I say fuck.
But I got a way to fix it.
I know. Well, I actually, the last time I did a Mixler show, which actually works out really well because not only does it put it in like the PCN podcast feed, and I was actually able to do a lot of that stuff just without my mixing board and stuff like that. So
there you go. Well, you should. Don't worry about the quality too much. As long as you got a phone line and people can hear both sides of the conversation, I think you're okay.
Right.
All right. I'm calling a theater, the Brady Theater. I would give it to you, but I have a special idea.
Go ahead. I'm going to mute.
Go get the next. Okay.
You've reached Brady Theater. The Brady box office is open at 12 noon on show days only. For the Brady Theater concert calendar and online tickets, visit Brady Theater.
They're closed right now. One of those we only answer when the fucking show's on. All
right. Right.
This place is open until 5, so should be open for sure. This is the Theater Tulsa.
Is this me or you?
You want? Go for it. It's all you.
I want to use their popcorn maker.
Yeah, I think they got one.
I mean, is it a movie theater or is it like a,
I think
a
it's
Shakespeare
a,
theater?
I think it's a Shakespeare.
Well, that would be even funnier then.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Theater Tulsa. This is Laura.
Hello, Laura. This is Mr. Westwood calling. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I just need to, I'm with American Popcorn Servicing Machines, and I need to make sure that your popcorn machine has been serviced properly. We sell the oils and the bags and the proper cleaning equipment for your popcorn maker, and I just want to make sure that that you're being properly serviced.
Wow.
Wow.
She was saying we don't own one and hung up on you.
Well, she needs to call back and not be so fucking rude.
Yeah. Thank you for calling Theater Tulsa. I'm sorry that we're not available right now. If you can leave us your
same
name
bitch.
And number, we can certainly get right back to you. Or you can email us at info@theatertulsa.org. Thank you. Have a good day.
Why won't you want popcorn in the theater? I mean, that's just
for
weird.
A second, I thought she was just saying it, but there was a beep.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. You know, I had a couple ideas of, like, calling the grocery store.
Yeah.
And asking if I could, but I bought, like, some coffee at, like, Costco, but I can't grind it all, so I need to bring it to their store and then, like, see if I can use their coffee grinder and bring in some trash bags and shit like that.
All right. Hey, let's call the... We're going to call the grocery store. That was the first one I ever worked at.
Yeah.
Watch this. This is the first job I ever had.
That or get the deli department, see if you can bring in your own meat and have them slice it for you.
Yeah. Slice that meat, baby. Hang on, I gotta look on the map, see if I remember. Is it here? Saxon, here we go, found it. Used to be an Albertsons, now it's a Publix. Best sub sandwiches you can get in the state of Florida. Publix, man, no doubt. They make the bread right there, for real making the bread right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the boar's head meats.
Mm.
Oh, man. And they got the good cheap mayonnaise, the good cheap shitty mayonnaise.
The Hellman's?
Yeah, just...
Well, it's Hellman's on the East Coast and...
Duke's.
Something right. else on the West Coast.
I think it's Duke's on the West Coast, and yeah. We get both here in Pennsylvania. Because we're the Keystone State, baby. All right, you ready? Publix. And tell them Carlos sent you.
All right,
if they ask. Tell them I was a bagger. Opening day, September 97.
For calling, located at 21.
Do you want a department or?
Yeah, well, let's call the deli. I guess that somebody's going to at least answer there.
Press 1. Deli, press 2. Prepare food.
Somebody stuck their hand in the fucking deep fryer. Can't answer the fucking phone.
Oh, they got good fried chicken there, too.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They soak it in a celery salt brine first. Oh, my God.
That sounds good.
I've redone it here at home before, and it's the best fucking way. Definitely marinate your fried chicken in a celery salt brine first.
Mm.
Thank you for calling Publix Customer Service. Dana speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Dana. This is Mr. Westwood calling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's good. Yeah, I'm fine. So, what I was wondering is that do you guys have a coffee grinder there? You guys like fresh ground coffee and stuff like that?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay. So you just sell like the full, you sell the whole beans, but you don't have a grinder?
Yeah. I mean, we might sell like a coffee grinder, but we don't have one available.
Oh, I understand. And then I was also trying to reach the deli. Do you think you could transfer me, or is this? It just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. So are you the?
Yeah, I'll transfer you to the deli.
Just the default person. Okay.
All right.
Hello. If they don't answer, is it going to ring back to you? Because I don't want to get hung up on because the automated system is horrible.
Too late.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is the public. Well, the grocery store I developed the. Stories of Ronnie in the lobby department and all that. That's right. My senior year of high school. Spent all the time working in this fucking store here.
I was class of 2000, except for I dropped out of school in 97, so.
Oh, so just like me, you were done in 97. Cool, man. Class of 97. Yeah.
Yeah.
High five.
I dropped out of school and went and got my GED.
Good. It's good enough. Degree. Just an ordinary love. Oh, man, I want to hear that song now. You know what I'm talking about?
Fucking A.
It's just an ordinary. Is that how it goes? Is it just an ordinary love?
I don't know. I'll have to put it on the YouTube and find out. There's a pretty good 80s mix. I've found a couple, you know, like that, Depeche Mode and shit.
See, there's an Ordinary Love, but it's by U2. I don't think that's it. I thought it was a Czech. It was like, this is no ordinary.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. It's a, the same era of like the...
There are so many songs like that now I can't think of
them. Yeah, they're all one-hit wonders or whatever, yeah. All the 80s.
Sade. S-A-D-E. That'd be her, yeah. I think she had a few of those. She had a few.
Jesus Christ, what the fucking hold. Is this Back to the Woman again?
I don't know.
Oh,
she,
fuck.
She threw us back in the transfer.
How can I help you?
Hello? Hello, who is this again?
Monica.
Monica, is this the deli or is this the customer service or what?
This is the deli.
Oh, okay. Gosh, it took like 17 minutes for you guys to answer. Did you get your hand stuck in the deep fryer or what?
I'm sorry?
Why did it take so long to answer the phone?
Well, we're really busy right now, so when we're...
Oh, is it? Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's lunchtime or whatever. At 3 o'clock. I get it. So what I need to know is that how big is your meat slicer?
Sorry, how big is it?
Yeah, like the blade size. Like, is it a 10-inch? Is it a 12-inch?
One second.
You're going to go? Yeah, okay. See if I can have an ordinary love with her.
No. She's saying it's not ordinary. It's crazy.
Crazy.
She's
big.
She's like Ariel and the fucking guy in Little Mermaid.
Hey. Are you there?
The blades are 12 inches.
Oh, it's 12. That's nice. Okay, so here's the deal is that what I did is I bought a roast from you guys. I brought it home and I cooked it. I was wondering if I can bring it back in and you can slice it up for me so I can have sandwiches because I'm unsure. You know, sometimes that meat that they sell is like kind of processed and stuff like that. And my wife is really concerned about, like, the anal nitrates that go into the food. And, you know, so I just want to make sure I'm giving her the right stuff. So what do you guys charge to slice up meat like that?
I'll have to page my manager real quick and see what he says.
All right. Okay, hurry up. Fell down. Sorry.
It's a good video, man. The mermaid's gonna fuck the guy. He's all rules go wrong.
Oh, dude, mermaid fuck?
Yeah.
How come there isn't any mermaid porn? I'm sure there is. I just haven't.
I don't know how they're breathing underwater. Oh, yeah, mermaid. That's got to be mermaid porn. If there's not, I'll make them. I'll be the mermaid. The merman.
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 Ever tried to fuck in a hot tub? It's hard. There's too much resistance.
I can't. Yeah, it's bullshit. In the pool, I've been able to get away with in the pool far away from the jets. I mean, Right. Well, her back was against the jets, so it kind of pushed her into me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was real pain in the ass. But I'm fat, too.
Right. More surface area.
Yeah. Fucking in the pool slow but fun. Keep crying.
Jesus Christ, this is slow. Now I know why you worked at this place, because they're slow and fucking lazy.
I was not slow and lazy. But I did smoke cigars on the hidden all the time that I took from the lobby department. But with permission of the manager, he's like, yeah, sure, take them.
Fucking shit, are you serious?
Wow.
Don't ask the thing to put me on the fucking payroll.
Alright, you said that we're not able to slice anything in the deli, unless it was already cooked in the store.
Okay. So then if I buy, so say I want to, what was your name again?
Monica.
Okay, Big Monica, here's what I'm looking to do, is that what if I buy the roast there, have you guys cook it for me, and I get you to take your big arm and just slice that thing up for me?
I'll have to check.
Don't fucking put me on hold again, I swear to God. I've been on the phone for 15 minutes. I'm about ready to get on the payroll over there, all right?
I'm
so just
sorry,
can you
sure.
just yell Whatever. Across the thing and say how much?
I'm sorry?
Why are you sorry? The problem is I've been on the phone for 15 minutes. I've been transferred 4 times, been put on hold. I'm having to listen to the hold music, which is terrible.
Okay, well, I don't have to put
I'm a lawyer. Out. Listen, I charge $125 an hour. We're already into this thing $50. How much to cut the meat?
We don't normally slice the meat. That's why I was saying I need to talk with the manager again because we don't.
Well, let's get a man who knows what the fuck he's talking about on the phone here.
Okay, 1 second. I'm gonna have to put
you
on hold again.
No, don't fucking put me on hold. You just get him on the phone.
Okay, give me a minute.
This is the kind of woman that's like okay with domestic violence. Like she's not like against it, but
it is Daltona. That's where I grew up, man. They call it Del Rico now as a joke.
She's like, yeah, well, you know, I fucked up the meatloaf, so I had to get a punch in the face.
The spaghetti was too hot. I had to get a punch
spaghetti.
In the face.
Yeah, exactly.
Spaghetti was too hot.
We were out of ketchup, so I got thrown down the stairs. You know, whatever.
I know a woman that got hit because the guy was in a bad mood and the spaghetti was too hot. He ate some and it was burning his mouth, and he like fuck, and he threw the spaghetti onto the ceiling, and then he hit her. She was a church member. My mom had to get involved to find her a shelter. It was so crazy. I was like 13. I was like, why would someone get mad because the food is hot? Like, wouldn't you get mad if it was cold or something? Like, fucking, it's too hot.
Because he's a fucking alcoholic. That's why.
He was. He was fucking nuts, that guy. I gotta go. That young man. They said he beat horses, too.
Oh, well, that's just mean.
Yeah.
It's okay to beat women, but not horses. You get more time in jail for abusing a dog than you do your wife.
Well, dogs are more intelligent than women. Some of them.
Fuck and shit. What? This is going to be the longest call ever. Oh, it's Friday. Nobody cares. Jesus Christ. I mean, I've waited... Are they cooking fucking corn dogs out there or what?
They're frying chicken and making subs, man. It's the best shit in the world. Keep trying.
Do they have red apples out there?
They got red apples everywhere, man.
They don't have them in Portland.
Global society. You don't have any red apples there?
No.
You can pretty much find any produce any time of year now. When it's the season,
no,
it's cheaper
that's,
and
no,
it takes
the store is called Red Apple.
Oh, you got me.
No, they grow a shitload of apples in Washington.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And their mascot used to be like an Indian. It used to look like the Cleveland Indians Indian.
Nice.
And it's gone now.
And
but
it had a red in the title. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was that his name, Red Apple?
Yeah, oh, yeah, something like that. It quietly changed to like the Washington like his name and in like a red apple symbol.
Chief Red Apple.
They used to have it like a big fucking head like on their factory and shit.
That sounds like a gay
Apple factory.
It sounds like a gay Indian chief's name. Chief Red Apple over there.
Fuck me, you can hang up on these people. This is terrible.
They'll come back.
All right, I'm Unless fine with it. I don't care either way. I'm just eating my macaroni and cheese with broccoli.
Ugh, you ruined it with the broccoli.
Hot dogs in it, but I ate those little too.
Way to take the macaroni and cheese and make it smell like fart. That's all you did. You like the taste of fart, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, we'll hang up. Bye! My first job. I love you. I love that building forever. I did a lot of stuff there. I have a lot of memories. Bye! Smoked a lot of weed in that parking lot after work, too.
Oh, yeah.
With this one girl. She was kind of ugly, but she had big-ass titties. I titty-fucked her. It was great. Not in my car, though. But I convinced her in my car. I plied her with marijuana. I was a senior and she was a junior.
What'd you get to do? You got to see her titties?
Yeah, and then I titty fucked her. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, man.
Titty fuck in the car? How the fuck
no,
did
not,
you do that?
Not in the car. No, we went back to her place. But it started in my car.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. So many fucking red apples in Seattle.
Yeah, man. You ready for another one? You want a red apple? Seattle?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go there, man. Red apple. Oops. Red.
There's a shitload of them. Red apple markets is what it's called.
I found it. Okay. Let's see if this works. Nope.
We should call the one next to Cobra's house.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Prom Now Red Apple. How may I help you?
Hey, how's it going? I was wondering, do you guys have the coffee grinder there?
Yes, we do.
Well, you have the fresh coffee beans and stuff like that?
I'm sorry?
You have the fresh coffee beans to grind in the grinder?
And it is working. You can come in and do it.
Okay, that sounds fine. You weren't hearing me very well, so I had to talk like a four-year-old. The deal is that I have like a giant bag of coffee beans that somebody gave me.
Yes.
But I don't have a grinder. Can I bring them in and grind them there? I'll pay you for the grinder time.
It's free to grind your coffee beans here.
Yeah, I'm bringing a trash bag. It's like a trash bag full of coffee beans that my friend...
Let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
My friend smuggled in some cocaine mixed with coffee beans, and...
It'll separate it, right?
They're Colombian coffee beans.
There's about half pebbles in there.
I can't believe she has to fucking ask. Of course not.
Tell her a quarter of the bag is pebbles. You just can't sort through them. So just...
Oh, right. Yeah, there's some rocks in there, too. That's not a big deal.
There's a lot of coffee beans.
Hello? Okay, my manager said that's fine. It's just you might need something to put it in after you're done.
Yeah, no, I got a trash bag. See, what it is my friend, they're Colombian beans, and he smuggled in some items, and the coffee bean was with them, so they're just left over. So there might be there might be some stuff in there that's not coffee, but it'll grind up no problem. So I'll bring in a trash bag, and then what do you want me just to buy, like a water or something like that, and then I can just come and grind it up?
You don't have to buy anything. Our grinder is free for all the customers. It's just you need something to put it in after it's grinded.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Which location is this?
23rd and Jackson.
All right, perfect. Well, I'm going to be down there with my bag, and we're going to grind it all up. What's your name?
All right.
What was your name, honey?
Nicole.
Nicole? Are you slim? Are you slender gal, or... Are you a nice big girl?
Excuse me?
Are you a trim gal or are you like nice big girl?
No.
I'm kind of looking for a date too, so you know, kind of have coffee together. I got a lot of coffee.
No.
No, none of those things.
Okay, I'm busy now, sir. I'll see you when you get here.
Okay.
All right.
See, here's the fucking problem I've noticed with prank calling people in Seattle is that they're really fucking nice.
She was kind of bitchy, dude. Really?
But I mean, like, you know, try and call someplace in, like, I don't know, Chicago or something like that. Man, fuck you. Just hang up on you, you know?
Yeah. Hey, down the street, well, right in the same plaza, there's an Islam presentation and invitation place.
Okay.
I'll call them. They probably won't answer. These fly-by-night religious places usually don't have anyone answering the phones. You never know. All right, look, there's a box.
Jack customer you have called is unavailable.
Magic Jack. Cheap bastards. Check this out. There's a lot. This is definitely Seattle. There's a Starbucks, a Blends Coffee, Standard Brewing. There's a whole bunch of coffee places on this one road, in this one block.
Yeah?
Jenny Coffee and Deli. What is it with the coffee in you guys? Good God.
Coffee in Seattle? I mean, that's where it fucking started. I mean, don't they grow coffee in Seattle?
That's where they invented it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. It wasn't... It definitely was not...
It wasn't a thing.
No, it wasn't a thing.
No one drank coffee until Starbucks...
Until
Emerald Starbucks started.
I went to the local Starbucks today, and I mean, it was like the ass kissing there has just gone fucking next level.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God.
They're in trouble. They're in trouble.
They like know everybody's name that comes in there and shit like that, and that annoys me because
you don't
have a coffee maker.
You don't like that. You don't need that.
I just want my coffee. I want you to shut the fuck up.
Tell this lady the same thing.
Starbucks on 23rd and Jackson. This is Kayla. How can I help you?
Hello, Kayla. This is Brent. How's it going?
Hello?
Hello? Did you drop the phone?
Hello?
Hello? Did you drop the phone?
No.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me okay, or do I need to speak louder?
No, you're fine.
Okay, great.
What's so for
you? I was just wondering, what's the coffee procedure there?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's the procedure? I mean, is there a... I kind of have, like, a social anxiety problem, so I need to make sure that the lobby is large enough. I'm not going to have anybody, like, come within arm's reach of me. I can't be touched. It's, you know, it's a problem from being sexually abused by a priest. So I just need to make sure that there's room for that, and that whoever's going to be selling me the coffee isn't going to, like, ask me any questions. Like about my weekend or whatever, because it's none of their business what I do.
Friendly, but we have a large lobby.
Okay, they're really friendly. I mean, that's okay, but it's really none of their business what I'm doing on the weekend, and I don't like that when they ask me.
I mean, that's part of our job. It makes you uncomfortable.
Your job is to make the coffee and to shut the fuck up and give me what I want. That's the job.
Okay, I'm gonna get off the phone. You can have a wonderful day.
Well, no. Is there somebody else? Is there a... Hello?
There's a dial tone. That's what you get. When Voxhox decides to finally hang up, I can recall him. Redial.
No shit.
No shit.
I don't know where I come up with this shit. I got sexually abused by a priest.
You're crazy. It's not one of those self-projections.
Starbucks on 23rd and Jackson. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Brent calling again. Were you the woman who hung up on me?
Yeah, I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't call back.
Why not?
I don't like to be sworn at over the phone, and it is not my job to make sure that my baristas aren't doing their job.
Right, but where does it say that they have to ask me a bunch of questions just so I can get the coffee?
It's part of their job to communicate with you, sir. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, it's so the here's how it goes. It's like, what do you want? I want a coffee. How much is it? It's this much. Can I have your card? Yes, thank you. That's all there needs to be. We don't need to have a conversation. It's a service industry.
Well, that's not Starbucks philosophy. We like to have a conversation and get to know our customers. I'm really sorry if that bothers you. You should go to a different place.
I should go to Tully's.
I guess.
Or maybe Pete's Coffee or Carlos's Coffee.
I don't know what to tell you, sir. I'm really sorry.
Well, Carlos's Coffee, they have a donkey show.
Okay.
When is the donkey show at your place? Probably never. Too busy asking questions.
All right. I'm going to keep asking questions on the phone, too, so I'd really appreciate it if we could just end this conversation.
Okay, well, just put the phone down.
I guess that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's funny or not, but...
Well, you said they're all nice here. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I've heard nothing but rude, mean people and nasty people so far.
Well, it's just weird that they would let me... I told them I'm bringing a trash bag full of coffee in, and they're like, yeah, come on in and fucking grind it.
Her only concern was that you have enough to take it with back. You just got to bring a bag with you, man. All right, I'm scanning through this newspaper looking for anything good. Owner finance. P people trying to sell the house, mobile homes for sale. We got a guy with a bunch of shit for sale. Bumper pull corn pro. All right, whatever. I'll call him. Oh, Dwight's up early.
Boom.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Mother.
I never heard you on the air so early.
Yeah, I was, I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
You know what you're doing, I know, man.
I just got done doing some dishes.
Oh, wait, I called this place already. Oops, wrong number.
It's not going to start doing that again, is it?
It has been, a little bit, yeah. I got to work on that. It's still, I can still work with it. You just got to be a little patient with when you hang up and dial it. All right, shit for sale. We are
against those thugs. It's the
thuggish rockers call. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Boo. I'm going to stick to the map. It just felt better. So I'm going to throw stuff out there. Dwight, if you see anything you want, you yell. If I see anything I want, I'll do it.
All right.
The Urban Buggy is a restaurant. Nah. Chef Cafe. AutoZone. Have you ever fucked with an AutoZone? Let's do it. They're very unscrupulous people working there. AutoZone.
Thanks for calling AutoZone. This is Eros. What are you going today?
Hey, how are you doing, Jose?
My name is T.
Oh, I heard an accent. Okay. I'm sorry.
How can I help you?
I need to see if I can get the part.
Oh, okay. Well, what part do you need?
I need the main machine part for the car. Main machine part, yeah.
What is a main machine?
Main machine.
Is it a brand?
No, it's just the part, the main part.
You talking about like the main relay? You mean?
No, you know, you want to look it up by the car?
Okay, there is no main machine.
There's the part that goes in it.
So.
The part, the broken part. Hey, I'll put my mechanic on.
Okay.
Dwight.
How you doing there? You got the emissions for the emissions there, Manuel?
Okay, like, are you talking about, like, the OPD2? Like, what part do you need?
Yeah. Who's this? Is this Manuel I'm talking to?
This is T.
Oh, I'm sorry. Heard an accent. I need the the converter for the emissions that makes it go boop boop, and then the gas comes out.
Like, I mean, like, I don't know what part you need, like, color converter.
Yeah, well, how many parts go boop boop, and then the gas comes out? And I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, you got the tailpipe converter, the catalytics.
Yeah, catalytic converter. You got muffler, tailpipe.
No.
Okay,
I don't understand your accent. Hang on, let me put the other mechanic on.
Hello.
Yeah, I'll call back.
What the fuck?
His name is T. Right. Yeah, Aaron's a mechanic. He should be doing this call. It's like I put a mechanic on. He's no better. It's like I got my retarded mechanics. Yo, we'll make a goal.
Trying to retire being a mechanic.
Oh, you did? Well, you still know.
Thanks for calling AutoZone. This is Pedro. What are we working on today?
Pedro.
Yeah.
I'm looking for... I got a Cadillac here.
What year?
It's a 1975.
You said Cadillac?
Yeah.
What model?
That would be the Snoop DeVille.
Okay, what are we looking for?
Looking for the Cadillac converter.
Cadillac converter?
Yeah. It's the five. It's got the 500 in it. Does it show that as the engine? Hello?
Yes.
Are you there? Just got to, you know, it sounded like you hung up on me.
Okay, it looks like we don't have anything for that vehicle. That kind of looks
nothing? Okay, what about an exhaust? You got the exhaust there? Muffler, maybe?
The exhaust muffler?
Yeah, the exhaust muffler machine.
One second.
All right. Does it got the... Are you looking up the one with the right engine?
It was the 8.2, right?
Yeah, 500.
Yeah. So the cheapest one we have is probably $24.99.
What is this? Why are you assuming that I want the cheapest one? This is a Cadillac. I want the best one. That's why I drive the best car. Is a Cadillac.
This one is $105.99.
That's what I'm talking about. What is it? Because is it because of my accent that you think that I want something cheaper?
No, it's just we're supposed
because
to.
Because I have a white guy accent, you think that I'm automatically think I'm a cheap ass?
No.
All right. Well, why are you quoting me the cheap ass price? Don't you want to make any money over there or what? You're never going to make manager if you're quoting the cheapest price. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I mean that's our policy, offer the lowest to highest first.
All right. Yeah, you offer the bullshit that doesn't work and that breaks all the time. I get it. All right, so what do I got to do to get that thing on my car? Can you install it for me there in the parking lot or what?
No, you can't install it in here.
I pay cash, big dollars. I only use $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, I mean, you work on the side. You know, a lot of guys do that there.
Yeah, it's like we're prohibited to work on vehicles here outside.
Well, what about your house? You sound like you know what the fuck you're doing. Come on, what's the problem, dude? Or, you know, one of your other buddies there put the muffler on for me or what?
On hold.
Hold?
We have been held.
Fuck. Is he going to put the guy who's going to do the job for me on the phone?
I hope so. I hope it's the guy from before.
I told him it's a Cadillac converter. Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Thinking about getting my goatee shaved like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
They fuckers.
They hung up. It's a slow hang up now. Oh,
should've,
God, that took forever.
Tell him you were driving a Lincoln Town Car and you need the Cadillac converter.
Oh, I saw that.
Convert this motherfucker over.
I'm calling for tea.
Get a new Mexican every time.
Hello? You know the Pop Pontiac.
AutoZone, this is Teros.
Yeah, I need to speak with T.
Yeah, this is T.
Uh-huh. And what's the problem?
What?
And what's the problem then? Huh?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know what the problem is, what just happened. What's the problem that you have? Huh?
Yeah, because you're calling like this is a business, man.
I'm not calling. I'm calling back from my brother. He said that you gave him a lot of shit on the phone.
You know what? It's a business, dude.
Can you look up a part? Oh, it's a business, though.
God damn it. I was at Sears the other day. I bought a fucking... I don't know why customer service annoys me so much, because I know that they don't give a fuck. I know for a fact they don't give a fuck, but they treat me like I'm a fucking... like the greatest customer ever, and I know it's a lie, so it makes me mad.
Yeah?
I don't like fucking liars.
Yeah, man. And this is at Sears?
Yeah, they sold me an air conditioner. All I wanted was the air conditioner for them to shut the fuck up. What's wrong with that? I don't want to fucking tell you what my weekend's doing. Like, it's none of your goddamn business.
That's true.
Yeah, Tom, say save your fucking smiles for somebody else.
Yeah. Dude, I hated it when you... It's not a problem as much now, I guess. But before, like, let's say 10 years ago, if you went to Best Buy, you try to buy something and it was they just kept pushing the
protection plan.
But like really hard, like it was like life and life or death, and they try to upgrade you in a bunch of shit, and they'd be like calling you out almost personally, like what's wrong, why don't you want this one, like when you want the bill, don't you want the bigger one, like they'd talk like that to you.
Right. Well, you get the 42 when you can get the 50 for $100 more.
Yeah. Yeah. But they would, the big shit that what I hated was the stupid spiel for the protection plan. So I stopped even going for a while. I remember I was there once and I was pissed off about that. And I heard this guy like going off on one of them. He's like, I'm never coming back because you guys keep doing that fucking sale thing. And he walked off and I told him, yeah. And he's like, yeah. Like it did it back to me. Yeah. I didn't buy anything from Best Buy for like a good 8 years. Yeah.
Jesus.
Just annoying. I remember how annoyed I used to get at Radio Shack when they asked for my phone number. Now it's normal to give your phone number when you know, go somewhere.
Yeah, Bill Burr is one of the comedians I listen to all the time. He's always like, and he's traveling all over the place. And every time he buys something, he says it's fuck. You know, they're asking for his information. He's like, no, and the people just they fucking can't take it. Like, you know, yeah. Same with the guy at Sears. I was like, well, I'm not gonna give you my info. Yeah. He's like, well, if you want to pick it up at the back door, you got to fucking give me your info. I was like, I'm not carrying the goddamn thing downstairs.
Oh, shit. All right. Hey, let's call the Walgreens. Let's call the pharmacy. Yeah.
You better give me my fucking drugs and shut the fuck up.
I'm just hoping I can get him to pick up, because Walgreens calling him is a pain in the ass sometimes.
I need to pick up my medical cocaine. When's that going to be ready?
For calling Walgreens, located at the northeast corner of 23rd Avenue South and South Jackson Street in Seattle, with convenient pharmacy drive-through service.
Para servicio en español, oprima el número 9.
Get mobile alerts when it's time to refill and when your prescriptions are ready. To start receiving text alerts today, text JOIN RX.
Fuck me, dude. Oh my God.
525.
You know what they did the other day when I was at Walgreens? They gave me a B-Well.
Press 8. For the pharmacy department, press 1. For all other departments, press 2.
To hear Walgreens, I signed up for that to get my text when my scripts were ready. It worked like once, and it has never worked since. They never text me to
hear pharmacy hours and location.
Right, it started rounding the money up. Did you get that fucking deal?
What do you mean?
So they...
What's up there?
I signed up for the card or whatever, and then every time I went there, all of the transactions went to an even number. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's the deal? And I was donating whatever leftover change to like some fucking charity I didn't even know about.
Oh, you must have signed up for it then. Someone did.
Well, that's what they said. That's what they said. I'm like, no, I didn't. But what they do is they automatically enroll you, and you have to opt out.
That's weird. Well, for me, the first time it came up, it stopped me, and it said, do you want to sign up? I was like, no. And it never came up again. But that was like over a year ago when they started it. Yeah. But, dude, I love it because I get my 10% off. I get all my meds there, so I get my 10% off. And I buy, you know, those water enhancers like Mio?
Mio? Yeah.
They have a Weiler's brand, and it's only $1. And with my 10% off, it's 90 cents. So I literally go and buy whatever.
You need those drinks because of the diabetes, yeah.
So I just buy every single one that's on. I clear out the shelf every time. They'll maybe have like 12 out. And for me, it's like, all right, it comes out to like $10, $11. Something like that. 11 something would change. And I'm good for like a month and a half. I got them all over the place. I'm like mixing them together. They're not as strong as if they do go faster than the Mios. I noticed. They have less liquid in them. But they still have a pretty decent amount. It's only fucking 90 cents. Mios go for 3-something usually. Yeah? Maybe $2.99 on a sale day. So.
Yeah, because you can't drink anything that tastes good, right?
Well, I'm getting used to just water and lime now. I'm getting there. Yeah. Like, I've been out of the water enhancers for a month. I haven't. And I went to Rite Aid today. I dropped off my pain med script, and I did not. I saw him, and I said, no, I'm going to stay away.
I said, no.
No. Just I, said, no. I turned, I just my, I turned my nose, and I said, no. I actually kind of did. I was stoned when I was there. That's why. Oh, my God.
That took fucking forever. So this isn't a scheduled show, is it?
Nope, no, just... Carlos wanted to do a show, yeah! under the hour or less. I planned for two, and we are 1:16 in now.
Yeah, I need to get better at sticking to that.
I just have time for two. I gotta do some stuff around the home before the old lady comes up.
I'm looking at Pizza Hut's site right now, and on the front page, it says, damn it, get back to that.
That's what it says?
It says, wings delivered, no pants required. So can we get Pizza Hut to deliver us some fucking wings and we don't have to wear pants when the delivery driver comes?
Right. Well, that's like the delivery driver that fucking Cobra got his ass beat because he fucking, you know, you open the robe and then. Hello?
Hello? Hi, can I help
Hello?
You?
Hello? Where is this?
Hi.
Hi, where are you?
Hello?
Is this the pharmacy?
Yes, it is.
Pharmacy?
Oh my god.
Hello?
Is this Rite Aid Pharmacy?
No, it's Walgreens Pharmacy.
Okay, that's what I meant. Walgreens Pharmacy. Are you the pharmacy tech or are you the cashier? What? Please identify.
Pharmacy tech.
Pharmacy tech. Okay, and what is your name?
Okay. Glenna.
Say again?
Glenna.
Glenna. All right, Glenna. How's it going? Yeah. I don't know why it took us so long to get to this point. All right, I want to check stock of your of trazodone. You got enough to fill my prescription there?
What? Okay, trazodone, milligram.
100.
How many?
It's going to be 500.
500 tablets?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Well, we have enough.
Okay. Not $4.99 or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then what about, do you guys do the, are you guys set up for the medical marijuana dispensary yet, or what?
Oh, we don't do that.
No, not yet?
No, never.
Okay, that's fine. And then are you interested in maybe going on a date? You sound kind of exotic.
Okay, no.
Oh. That was weird. We got the fast beep back now.
Are you there?
What's that?
What the fuck? All right, what's the problem? What's wrong with your phone over there? It's beeping at me.
Who's messing with me right now?
Nobody's messing with you. My name is Brent, and I'm looking for marijuana, trazodone, and a date.
Well, you can find those outside the pharmacy.
Oh, yeah? Really? Yeah. What's the action like out there?
I'm sorry?
What's the action like out there? Is there a bathhouse nearby, or what's the deal?
There is.
Oh, really? Is it co-ed, or just for the just for men? Men like Brad?
Yeah, just for men.
Men named Brad?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that sounds nice. What time do you get off work? I'll just wait for you outside.
Midnight.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect timing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Glenna. We'll see you then.
See ya. Waiting for ya.
Still, put the phone down, honey.
Wow, I love that slow ta-gong, ta-gong, ta-gong. I'm sad about it.
I couldn't think of anything funny.
It's alright. At least I got the frustrator a little bit.
Oh, yeah, the funny thing is going to be at midnight when security's escorting her to her car.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she said what. I doubt she gets off work at midnight because it's 1 o'clock. That means she'd be working there for fucking.
Oh, the pharmacy's never open till fucking midnight.
Some of them aren't. Well, it depends on where that is. 23rd in Seattle?
Yeah, there's some 24-hour ones, because the ones close to hospitals are usually 24 hours.
Yeah, the way it goes. Well, I'm trying to think about what side 23rd that is. Was that West 23rd?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was 25th.
East 1999, that's what it was.
East 1999. 99. Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, oh, yeah, Brad's here. Hey, Brad, what's up, man?
Oh, men like Brad in the bathhouse.
Yeah, Brad.
Plane ETA, there's a hacker right now that has every single plane spawned at the airport right now, so you can just go around and fly random planes that you've never flown before.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, and he's got like all the cars spawned in the airport. It's just like all these people are at the airport just driving things and flying things.
Wow, I wonder what Rockstar's gonna have to do to fix all this, because now it's getting crazy.
Yeah, it's getting like, yeah, they're just killing people all the time. The same thing happened on Xbox last year, and you know, it lasted a few weeks and then it was just gone forever.
Oh, that's sad.
They'll fix it, hopefully.
Last night, when I was playing, me and Turbo were in a server, and I found basically the Coast Guard's fucking helicopter, attack helicopter at the airport. So I was flying around fucking shooting the shit out of everyone. And I was waiting for Turbo, so I parked on the freeway, and I was just lighting all these semis and cars up as they were driving by.
Are you on... Which platform are you on?
Xbox One.
Ah, I didn't know they had hacking on there. That's...
No, there's no hacking. It was just, I went to the airport to just grab a helicopter, and that was there, and I was like, hey, all right.
So there was there was hacking in the PS3, PS4 version. I don't know that.
Yeah, there was on the Xbox 360 just last year, and it lasted a month or something, and then they took it away. It, as far as I know, it hasn't been back.
He said, no!
No, not for you.
Cobra's doing the PC version. Is it in the same, can you go to the same place as the... As the PlayStation people or not?
No,
it's all separate.
Did you see Carlito with Windows 10 and Xbox One? They are actually going to do cross-platform.
Yeah, I saw that. That's coming. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Is it going to be actual cross-platform? I thought they were just going to stream from one to the other.
It's claiming cross-platform. One game that's coming out right now, and you're supposed to do it cross-platform.
Duck Hunter.
No, I don't remember what it is. I think it's a fucking kitty game or something.
Yeah. I hope it's Duck Hunt.
It's coming, yeah, man. Absolutely. It's coming. And if it's successful enough, then PlayStation will have to... You know, Sony will have to do some type of wormhole into it to make it work, because they're going to be losing out.
Start sucking some Microsoft dick.
The hacks weren't as extreme on the 360. The ones that I saw, it was mostly just money hacks. They were just giving everyone billions of dollars.
Yeah, this shit's getting crazy now.
Right now I have 1.6 million.
Okay, people blow everybody up and on the map, and it gets blamed on you when you're not doing anything.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I always join in on the blaming, even though I know it's not them. And they try and they're like, no, they're framing me, and I have fun with that.
That's what a hacker would say.
Yeah, exactly.
So are the new planes any good? The new shit? Is it fun? What am I missing?
I'm having fun. I'm just flying random things right now. I have a Hydra already that I...
Baker Baptist Church, where the Reverend Kenneth J. Ransford Sr. is the pastor. I'm sorry no one's able to take
Okay.
Yeah, I purchased the Hydra with hacker money.
And that has weapons, right? It's a jet with weapons?
It's one of those that flies vertically.
Yeah.
Or you can make it take off like a jet.
Like a helicopter.
Shoots missiles. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Sloth bought one of those with real money.
Ah.
Without, not dirty money.
Yeah, I was going to, but the hackers kept giving me money, so...
Doesn't make it right.
It was going to take me forever to save up for it.
That's nice. Nice of those hackers. They're like Robin Hood.
I love that sound.
Everyone
Where's Lonesome Loser?
I don't know. Last time I went to surgery, you know, I took a break, and he did not make it across. After
Sloth's on my server, and he's heading toward me, just like always, so he can come and kill me.
He's going to kill you.
Stupid Sloth.
We're sorry. The number is...
Uh-huh. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Give me just a moment. I have to grab something in the other room. Sorry, guys. I'll be right back. Ladies and babies, scream under the floor. It's a jack move, boo. Give me the juice, the dope, the weed, the chill. Yeah, hey. Hi. How are you? Hello? Hi. Do you have a horsey for sale?
Yeah.
Oh, is it you selling it or someone else?
I'm selling it.
Oh, and what's wrong with this little hiney leg?
It's got a bow tendon.
Aw, poor thing. Aw, and what's horsey's name?
Precious.
Precious? Is she really precious, or you just say that?
I don't know. I mean, that's her name.
Do you love her?
I guess.
Okay, but you're okay giving her away?
No, I'm selling her.
Well, yeah, but you're okay to sell Precious? You don't love her that much?
I'm just trying to give her to a better home.
Oh, okay. All right. Can I just make sure to be able to ride her real quick and talk to her? Make sure she's okay?
I'm not with her right now.
But when are you going to be with her?
I don't know.
You don't know when you're going to be there again? With the horsey?
No.
You don't know? How come?
Because I'm not down there with her.
Oh, but then how are you going to sell her if you're not down there?
I sell her when the person comes and wants to look at her.
Yeah? Okay, so when can you be there so I can look at it?
Whenever you come look.
You're really difficult and you're really starting to frustrate me. What about tomorrow? Well, you know, don't go around with me, lady. I don't know. It may be here. It may be there. Yeah, pendeja. Ave Maria, stupid. Let me why you hold this crying. Because bitches are dying. Blood and blood. Kill if you dead. What one of them niggas said? Fuck shot. Up in them dead. And I love when I hit my bread. I don't get it. Trying to connect the guys again. This is Carlito. I have recovered. There was a blip in power, and the laptop stayed on. The cable modem went out, but the cable modem stayed on, but my router restarted itself, and my main computer restarted. Rather, it stayed off and lost power. So I had to restart. Yeah. I'm reconnecting RBCP, Dwight, Dirty Aaron, and for some reason I dropped MPSA Cobra in there. I don't know why. Are any of you connected yet? Dwight, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Brad! Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Dwight, I see you're connected to it. No, he's connected still. How you been, Brad, man? Talk to me. You've been real busy lately.
Oh, super.
You've been good?
Yeah, pretty good. Playing lots of GTA.
Cool, man.
Hello?
You've been doing some good stuff for these shows. Hey, what's up? We're back, Aaron.
Cobra there?
He failed to connect.
Well, he said he was going to leave earlier after he left. He had things to do.
Yeah, no, I'm not on the phone here, so I got to go.
Okay.
I put in my hour.
I think he hates me, really, because as soon as I come around,
that's it. I got to go away.
It's been every time there's a consistent pattern of this between you two. I don't know why.
Well, you know, we're in competing cities. He's in Albany and I'm in West Lynn, so it's like, you know.
Oh, shit.
That's true.
Goes back to the streets. All right.
Yeah, it's out on the streets.
All right. Well,
where's West Lynn?
I
it's right by Willamette Falls.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, who has the better Costco?
There's like three over here, so I don't know.
How many Costco?
I don't go to Costco. I only go to poor people stores.
All right. Yeah, fuck a store.
Red Apple.
Fuck a store you got to pay a membership to get into, right? That's fucked up.
Yeah, no, that's horrible.
I still have my old Costco card, though, so I can occasionally go in and just shoplift things.
Just flash.
I just hold it up at the door and they let me in.
Get a hot dog stand or go to get a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
You actually don't need the Costco card to get a hot dog or to use the pharmacy.
That's good. Dude,
if you just walk in, if you just walk in and tell them you're going to the pharmacy, they'll let you in. They can't say no.
Can I go up to the pharmacy and be like, can I have some heroin? And since I'm in the store, they'll give it to me,
I'd rather be a member.
Yeah. No, heroin is for members only.
Dude, but those hot dogs.
I have my old membership card, though.
Those hot dogs at Costco, though, man. They put that glaze on it. You know, when they're done putting it in, they like brush it with like this fat water. So like it's like water and fat mixed together. They kind of brush it on there a little bit.
Ugh.
Fuck yeah. No, it's good, man. They use like hot dog juice. Oh, it's great.
I've never had one before.
You never had a Costco hot dog? Bro, come on, bro.
I had their pizza once.
No, I was going to say they have shitty pizza. But the hot dog is banging. You get like 4 or 5 of those, man. Yeah. All right. I'll leave you. I'll take you off the spot. Aaron, you have yourself a good night. Maybe do a show tomorrow or something. All right, I'll see you later.
Yeah,
buddy.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, see you later. Bye. All right, just you and me, Brad, just like you know, when we founded the network, me and Brad.
Yay!
Yeah. So you're doing
it's
good?
Like,
you've been doing
it's like
good?
Christmas.
You've been doing good calls and stuff lately. I've been enjoying the snowplows.
Thanks.
Keep it going.
Did you listen last night? I don't remember if anything good happened last night.
You had like one or two good ones last night. I was giving you ideas, remember? I was listening.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I remember I kept telling that one lady her mispronouncing her name, and she's just getting really frustrated with that.
Wait, this is the shoe show we're talking about, right? My days are jumbled up this week.
Well, I did one last night.
I might have missed last night. I think I missed last night's. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think you were giving me ideas like two shows ago.
Yeah, shoe show was good, though. I gave you the idea about the rat family inside the shoe.
Yeah. That was great.
She wasn't disgusted at all.
Hey, I have leftover shoe people, but I, you know, they didn't answer the first time, and then they didn't answer last night.
Oh, we could try them. Fuck it.
Yeah. Okay, let me add. Do you need plus ones on them, or not?
No, not for Vox Ox, no. You can give them to me naked.
Okay. Here, I'll give you the first two stores first.
Yeah. And if they don't pick up, you know, you can probably scratch them permanently off the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all of them for now?
Yeah, the first number up there,
uh-huh.
That's the shoe store number.
All right, I'll send my SID to that. Copy-pasting for ease. Payless shoe source. Yeah, man, someone was telling me Payless is expensiver now. More expensive. They're not Payless anymore. I'm like, okay, I think it's just a change in prices of stuff globally.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, like it's... There's you know, inflation.
Maybe the slave labor is finally starting to get cracked down on. Oh, I don't know. Such a bad thing.
One of my kids got shoes there the other day. That's how I found out about this. But, you know, they paid $25 for a nice pair of shoes. It didn't seem that horrible.
Well, for me, it was embarrassing to have to get sneakers there for a while. My mom did not want it for a while, wanted to get me really nice shoes. And it was a big social thing. Like, nigga got LA Gears on, you know, stuff like that. And I finally was like, no, Mom, I'm not going to wear shoes unless you get them from, like, Foot Locker. I put my foot down.
You wore LA Gears?
I had to. Well, like, I was still 10. But already everyone was starting to wear Reebok pumps, Nikes, like, the first Jordan came out. And my mom was like, I don't have money. I don't have money for that. Now they're putting Air in the Nikes. What's next? I'm like, oh, my God. It's not... whatever.
The work of Satan.
She's
the
like,
Air and the Nikes.
The Air and the Nikes, and now they got the Reebok shoes to pump. What's next? They're going to air condition your feet? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I never wore cool shoes, but I also never wore LA gear.
LA gear, yeah. But finally, luckily I had a thing with my feet. I had flat feet. And the podiatrist said, yeah, he needs to have decent shoes. You can't be buying these shoes for him because it's going to hurt him a lot until he's done, especially while he's still grown up. And my mom's like, oh, dear. No way.
He should have paid off the podiatrist to say he definitely needs Reeboks with Air in like, them.
He needs the fucking Charles Barkley Nike Airs, fucking black tops. I'm prescribing him a pair of Jordans.
That'd be a nice side business if you were a you know, a doctor person. Yeah. Just have the kids slip you $20 and you'll recommend Air Jordans.
I never had the straight up pumps, but I had the Shaquille O'Neal's, the second Shaqs, that they had the Insta Pump. It was like a little cartridge that you could put on the side and went like that. And it came with like two of the cartridges, and like by within a week I was out because everyone was like, "Oh yeah, show me!" And I'm always showing it off and stuff. And I was out, and I never used it again. I used the shoes, but I never pumped them up again.
What's the point of the pumps? Like, was there a reason for that, or?
Well, because you get more of a uniform support, they're saying, especially for basketball. Oh, okay. It goes around like almost like an inner sock kind of thing.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I did own a pair of pumps maybe in the mid-90s that I bought for myself, and I don't know why. You know, I'm not into shoes. I think that they were a good deal or something.
Yeah.
But I remember owning them, but I still had to tie them, so I didn't get it.
Oh, my football shoes were pumps also. They were Insta pumps also. But those, they didn't come with the recharger. They were just Insta pump. And I never ended up using the pump. But I had the dopest fucking football shoes on the team. I was like, yeah, House. They used to call me House back then. Like, oh, House got the dope ass shoes. Yeah. I sold them my senior year. When I was done with football, I sold them to this one kid. He was starting football. Okay, let's stop talking. You sent me numbers, and I'm getting to them. Caller ID has been set.
Yeah, I don't have much hope for these, though, because I've called them all twice now.
Don't worry about it, Poppy. It's all right. It's all good.
I always give you the crappy leftover numbers. We could call up Payless and get some more numbers. It's really easy.
Okay, yeah. I heard you do that on the air, too. Ooh, how's that going to work? They're going to go out over the air, though, with my setup.
Ah.
Oh, man, I'm gassy.
I just turned down the volume completely on Mixler. It was just silence while I got mine.
Oh, I could do that. Good idea, buddy.
Yeah, that's the only way I have to do it. I know everyone else seems to have a really fancy way of, like Sloth, he always has the music play while they get numbers.
Dude, he kicks it out like immediately. I think he's just doing it real fast. I don't know.
Hi, you've reached Corey. Please leave a message.
I'll try again. Yeah, so okay. The new host, only one has done a show so far.
God, that's bullshit.
Only Mark Llama hasn't done his show left, but he wants to be super ready. He's just, you know, nervous. And I haven't heard from Gordo since he said, yeah, maybe he doesn't want to do a show. I don't know.
Gordo's probably just fucking with you.
The person you have dialed can't take your call.
He's like that.
Yeah, he is. So I guess we only have two new shows. If Gordo turns.
Gordo's funny, though. I hope he does shows. I enjoy his stuff.
His conferences are great. I told him because he does them so well. Like, you just hear him. It's just a private conference between a bunch of people, and he's still, like, introducing the calls really well and stuff.
Like, oh, he's pretending he's doing a show.
Yeah,
he should just record those and make a podcast out of it.
Totally, right? Yeah, just edit out what he's worried about, like the numbers and stuff. Plus, I want to give him a shot. So, my plan for him, he seemed to be on board, was he would do a show where like a lot of new people could call in and get tested out, and you know what I mean? Develop.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like
that's
a
lot of fun.
League. Yeah, yeah. He was open to the idea, but I haven't heard about it. So, if you guys know Gordo, get on his ass. Because we're going to replace him. Cracker. No, quit. It's not fun. Yeah, these are leftovers, huh, Brad?
I'm sorry. Here, sorry. Do you want more?
Hey, it's Johnny. I'm not here.
Yeah. You gotta get at least one of them. I want to be able to, you know, get them out of your way if they're not answering them.
I just posted them to Cobra by accident. Oops.
Oh, we lost them. Have you been watching Orange is the New Black?
Is season 3 out now?
Yeah, I sent you a message last night. It came out early. It was supposed to come out this morning. It came out last night.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I don't even know if I'm going to watch. Is it worth watching?
So far, the episodes I've seen are good.
I got kind of bored with season 2.
This season is an improvement.
Okay, good.
Season 2 so far, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, season 2, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't that interesting to me, so I didn't think I was going to watch the third one.
Yeah, it's cool. The chick from the 70s show is back and all that.
Which one is that? I've never watched the 70s show.
Alex, the dark-haired...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is from that 70s show.
She was a redhead.
Thank you for calling Payless.
Yeah.
Hello? Hi, is this Payless?
Yes.
Number 2256?
Yes.
I'm calling for number 3566.
Okay.
We're in Bloomingdale, Illinois. You're in Illinois also.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a bunch of your shoes here.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're going to have to send somebody to come pick it up, because I can't have this here.
Okay.
Hurry up. When can they be here?
I don't know. What is your phone number?
You got that? You got that? Yeah, you got that, honey baby? All right, and I want you to put on some shoes for me. You try them on. You show me those gams, those legs.
And what store number did you say this was?
3566.
Okay, well, I'll let my manager know.
All right, and tell her, well, just between me and you, I'm going to send you a picture of my sexual organs. All right, whatever. I called the store an accident, so I had to get out of that. And I did. I blocked the number going out on Mixer, like you said. That idea? Well, guess what? It went out on Shoutcast.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Mierda. Next one is Shelly. Brad, are you here?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I was talking and muted. I'm dumb.
It's okay, buddy.
I'm so dumb.
It's okay. Let me correct this caller ID, stupid Carlos. What's your favorite dum-dum flavor, Brad?
I don't know, orange or red.
Okay.
I usually stick with orange and red for all suckers.
You ever dip lollipops like in Kool-Aid? Oh, my God.
No, never.
Oh, you gotta try it. You dip a red lollipop in, like, red Kool-Aid? Hello?
Hello?
Shelly, I need to speak to Shelly. I'm calling from Payless Shoe Source.
Shelly? I know there's a Rose Rake here that's looking
Rose.
For a package.
Rosia, yeah, Rake. I'm sorry, honey. I got the wrong... I was calling, saying the next name. Yeah, where's Rosia?
She is actually not here right now, but can I take a message? Because I know she's been looking forward to a package...
Yeah, it's the shoes. Yeah, it's those.
Yes.
Yeah. But she promised me and my manager she was going to show us her sexual organs.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. So, does she want to do, like, a picture? Does she want to come show us here in the back room when we're slow?
Well, I was thinking more of a video. You know, I love 70-year-old pussy.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. That was the deal she made with me and, yeah, my associate Roy.
Nice. Is he black?
No, he's white.
Oh, okay. Usually with a name like Roy, they're black. That's
No, he's white, and I'm Hispanic, white Hispanic.
What?
Yeah.
You speak perfect English. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I came here, and I was like, I need to learn the culture. Because this is America, and you speak English here. That's what I told my dad, and he never understood it.
That's awesome, man.
Listen,
that's
really,
awesome.
Can you tell her that her shoes are ready? She needs to get the fuck over here.
Where at, though?
Roy, you got info for him? I'm starting to lose.
Yeah. I don't appreciate being called black, by the way. But, no, she knows where the shoe store is. You said she's looking forward to the package, right?
Apparently, if this is Payless, then yes, that's what you guys said.
Okay, then what are you asking for? That's dumb.
You asked for a sexual picture of my grandmother, so I'm trying to get that to you.
No, she needs to do that when she comes in to pick up the shoes.
Oh, nice.
She knows where we are. She's not stupid. She's not demented yet.
No. Wait, so which one are... Where are you guys located? Which Payless?
She'll know. She only goes to one.
Fountain Square.
Does she?
Fountain Square. Mm.
As far as I know. It's the only one I work at.
Did she get some nice shoes, or...
Yeah, they're the best shoes.
Nice. Will they look good in the picture that you want from her?
We wouldn't ask for the picture if we didn't think so.
We don't want the
feet. Well, I wouldn't know.
We don't want the feet, though.
Hey, can we be Facebook friends?
Oh,
no.
Why?
That's weird. Listen, we're just prankers. Do you want to go to our website?
Not really.
Oh, come on.
Come on, dude.
Come on, please. We have a good website.
You said you're a hacker?
Huh? That's awesome. We only have 3 listeners. We need another one.
Yeah, we're prankers. And
we can be in the big time.
Come on. Look at our new website. Tell us what you think.
Well, I don't want that, because then you can get my IP address. I'm not a fucking retard.
No, it's not. You can use a proxy connection.
I don't want to use a fucking proxy connection. I'm good.
It's a
It'll be worth it.
Secure connection.
It's not always, so
please,
not always. It depends on what it bangs off
Come
of.
Come on, please.
You pussy.
Do it on your phone. Then it won't.
I can actually give you my credit card, like, right now. You want my social security number?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get that if we wanted.
That's my line, but yeah.
Well, I just thought I'd save you at least 5 minutes. And actually, you couldn't get my social security card if you tried. So you can, you're more than happy to try.
Can we get Rosie's?
I'd give it to you, but I just don't know it.
She's going to die soon anyway, right?
Oh, come on. Like, you're not collecting her social security checks after she dies.
What do you think she lives in with her
parents?
You're just going to hide her in a closet or something and like keep those checks coming in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's going to be voting for the next 40 years, right?
That's why we can't get your social security card, because you don't use yours. Use your grandma's.
Maybe. No. Why don't you just try it? I would just try it.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Reek. You got it.
All right. Too bad that's not my last name. I can give you my last name, though, if Reek. You'd like.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Why? I don't want to go. No. You guys are fun.
Hang the fuck up. Hang up the fucking phone.
I don't want to hang up the phone.
Now what do we do, then?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What?
We're just kind of stuck at this point. Oh, so he won't hang up.
This is awesome. So does this mean we can have, like, a friendship?
Sure. Well, I'm trying to give you our website to go to sign up and be friends.
Well, what's your website? Let's check this shit out. Go to the library. I'm going to go to the library, though, and check it out.
Okay, that's fine.
Because, you know, fuck it. Let's do it from my phone. What's your website?
We're the Glory Hole Foundation prank show. Glory,
oh, hell yeah.
GloryHoleFoundation.com.
It's a religious thing.
Yeah, we started.
Isn't that where you stick
out as a World of Warcraft guild, and now we just went into other stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Glory
World of Warcraft for virgins.
Did
so
you
apparently
shut up, virgins. Man? That was like 10 years ago. GloryHoleFoundation.com.
Awesome. Like where you stick your dick through a hole and get it sucked.
It's just a joke.
Nice.
I guess we should change it to something.
Quit making so many assumptions.
God.
Well, that's what a glory hole is.
I didn't know until I didn't know until like 2 years after we named it. Someone was like,
"You
know what that means?" I was like, "Oh my god, no! I've seen those holes before." You know,
I think it's pretty cool, but yeah.
The Sears bathroom has a real big one. I was like, "Why would someone put such a big hole in the wall here where you pee and poop?"
Oh, you should check out the fucking Best Buy one. That shit's ridiculous. You get to like four through that fucking thing.
Oh, nice. You can put your ass up.
Four black dicks, actually. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay. All right, buddy. I'm going to go. See you later.
I don't want you to go, bro. We're talking.
Did you go to our site yet? See the video and everything? Me? I'm on video.
Nothing is popping up.
GloryHoleFoundation.com?
It says temporarily unavailable. It's literally not letting, like, I give no fucks. Like, I'm trying to do it in GloryHoleFoundation.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
Well, you're doing it wrong, then. How are you spelling
no.
it?
Glory, G-L-O-R-Y.
Uh-huh.
Whole, I'm pretty sure, H-O-L-E,
yeah.
And foundation.com.
F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N. Asian.com.
Yeah, like foundation.
It works for me.
I like a.
Sounds like it worked.
Nice. Did it work? Did you get any of my information yet?
Yeah, we got your IP and everything.
You can't get my IP from a fucking telephone line, dumbass.
I have your telephone IP. Now we're going to give you a telephone virus.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay, or we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
All right. If you think you can stick to those words, go ahead.
You're in trouble now, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Phone virus.
Oh, my God. It's shaking. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Oh, it stopped.
All right. I can't anymore, Brad. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you kept him on that long.
Did he was that him going to it or you playing it?
No, that was me playing it.
Oh, I thought it was him. Shit.
I was just... wanted to check it out because he said it was broken. So I guess he pranked us because he made me go to it.
What's he using? A Nokia or something? He can't get to it?
Probably.
I can't get to it on my WAP browser.
WAP browser.
Is Glory Hole Foundation WAP compatible? We need a version that just is fucking. Come on. All right. Oh, we got one, Brad. You see?
Yay.
Don't give up.
Even though it's the wrong person, but
yeah, it's the grandma. All right, so let's try the next one then, Big Shelly.
Okay.
Yeah, you can start this one out if you'd like.
Okay.
Don't forget, guys, I'm in Tiny Chat.
Yes, yeah, see you at Shelly.com. Sorry, I'm not.
TinyChat.com/prankcallnation. I'm the only one on camera. Brad has not done his hair. And you can see my
yeah,
hair.
Yes, see you at Shelly.com. Sorry, I'm not.
Going bald, Brad.
You're going bald?
Yeah,
or I'm going bald?
I'm going bald.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting it from my dad. He went bald early. Not early, like in his 40s. That's going to happen. Could tell because I'm 35 and that's already.
Yeah, same here. Who cares?
But my you dad have has reached the voicemail box of.
My dad has the Mr. Burns thing where the hair is just on the sides, you know?
Ah, yeah.
What's what I'm going to end up with? I'm going to look great like that. I'm going to be like Hulk Hogan wearing a bandana permanently.
I'll make fun of you so much. Oh, I actually went to tinychat.com/prank session radio. I still have that on my
bookmark. You still have that on your bookmark. Oops. I don't know.
I'm the only one in there.
I thought you were in here. It says RBPP in mine.
I was, but I don't know. I closed down my browser because of Glory Hole Foundation.
All right, was that it for the glory holes for the place Payless?
Well, if you want more, I have about 6 more numbers. I feel bad because none of them are working.
One of them did, and it was good. So
okay, well, if you want them, here's 4 more.
Okay,
3 more.
This is a different store too, right?
Yeah, but you know it's the same area code, and they're just gonna see the area code and Payless, so
yeah,
you don't really have to change it.
If they call back, they're going to be calling back a Payless. Yep, 10-4, copy that. We can move on. Then. Oh, Gurnee, Illinois. I know someone that lives in Gurnee. Good friend of mine. Back in the Brill Building. All right, Claudia, who's arriving. Was this today or the other day today?
Oh, that's 2 days ago or okay. 3 days ago.
So she should already have it.
Okay. Yeah, she. Well, they've arrived at least.
Okay.
I don't know if she's picked them up.
It's yours, by the way.
Okay.
If they pick up. I would like to embed the Tiny Chat in our webpage.
Yeah, there's never an easy way to do all that.
You have reached the voicemail box of 22.
There's no way to do it. It's fucking whack. What's up, llama? Big llama.
And it's such a big chunk of screen that it takes out
yeah.
for Tiny Chat.
Yeah, it does. It's a damn shame.
Nice stickers, llama.
Yeah, llama, looking good, man. I'm going to redial that last number. And then we'll move on. I stuck a PLA sticker on the drive-thru window at the Rite Aid today, Brad.
Nice.
And I can't find my ATM one. I want to use it. I can't find it.
Oh, I'll send you some more.
Yeah, totally. I love those. Staring at the ATM is strictly the
hit. You have reached the voicemail box of 2-2-4.
Cállate, cabrón. All right, here's Irene. Ordered 2 pairs. Ordered a few days ago. 2 pairs.
Hi, Turbo.
Look good there, Bubba.
Everyone's coming to the Tiny Chat now.
Yeah. It's getting later, so they're showing up. The latest I can go is 6 p.m. Eastern. After that, it's wife time. I know you're jealous.
Please leave your message for 84.
I always want you to spend time with them.
It gets him. Like, come sit in the toilet while I take a shower. Let's just talk. I don't want to. Play GTA. Talk about what? Talk about whatever woman ruined your life at work today? Alright, I'm killing this. We're going to try Lori. Last on the list. Big Lori.
This has been my last two shows. Just a bunch of ringing on the live shows.
It's alright. Going back to the map. Don't worry. From the double Oh, so I have some homeschool books. Or something. 62-inch flat screen.
Been forwarded to an auto.
Or a crazy fit massage machine. Any of those interest you, bro?
What was that in here over there?
Yeah, I've got for sale a massage machine, it says. A 62-inch flat screen TV or three sets of homeschool books.
Wow.
None, right?
The homeschool sounds fun.
The homeschool one? All right. Just trying to give you some options here. Execution. So I downloaded the update for GTA, but I haven't even played it yet.
There's a lot of really neat gun upgrades. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hi. Sorry, I was talking about my guns. Yeah, I'm calling about the Craigslist ad about the homeschool books.
Oh, yeah.
What age level are they for? What grade?
Yeah, I've got one that's in the second grade now, but we've got another set that our other child used, and they're the very same thing. And we've got grade K-5 and through the second grade.
Okay, you're still homeschooling
and
them?
And I've got one in the seventh grade now. He's getting ready to finish the seventh.
Have you ever tried letting your kids go to public school?
No, we prayed about it and stuff, and we just felt that the Lord has led us to homeschool them, so we never had them in public school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bet you they hate you for that. I mean, really, come on. Let your kids go have some friends at school. Let them learn how to use cigarettes and shit. What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
you need to give your kids some life experience. They're going to be weirdos when they grow up.
And let them socialize and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They get plenty of that. They're in karate class.
With church people?
No, we did go to church, but they take a Christian karate class.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm really interested in those books. How much do they cost?
Well, I got them listed at $150 for each grade. Because in books, you can look them up.
I'm going to get one of each, and then I'm going to take them to my atheist church, and we're going to burn them. We're going to have a book burning.
Oh, gosh, then I'm not selling them to you.
Why not? It's the same thing. You still get the money. Okay.
No, it don't matter. I don't need the money that bad. The Lord will provide me with money.
Well, come on. You church people, you burn satanic albums and stuff. Why can't I burn your books?
Because I don't burn satanic albums. I've never even seen one. I pray for satanic people.
Yeah, right. You're so full of shit.
And I pray for the atheists.
And we don't pray for you because we think prayer's dumb.
Like you did. Just like us.
All right, I'll give you $200 per book.
No.
Why not? So you have a problem with atheists? You won't sell to an atheist?
If that's what you're going to do with them, I'll just keep them.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's not like they can't just go on Amazon and get them too.
Well, let them go. But I've got another girl that her sister might be interested in them, so.
I'm going to have my girlfriend call you back later tonight, and she's going to pretend to be interested, and she'll come and pick them up, and then she's just going to give them to me, and we'll burn them at our atheist church.
Well, okay, just have her to call me.
Huh?
And in the meantime, I'll be praying for you.
Okay, yeah, and we'll fool you, and then I'll call you up later, and I'll be like, guess what? I burned them. I'll call you while I'm burning them.
Okay. Give me some.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Bye, honey baby.
And I'll be praying for you. Bye-bye, honey. Bye.
Bye, sweet tits.
Wow.
She called me honey.
She said, all right, honey. Even though you're an atheist, Satanist, whatever the fuck you are, she does. She says she loves you. Well, that's what Jesus is supposed to represent.
Yeah, I think so.
She's a good Christian. Yeah. I'm like Llama there with his big dildo.
What the hell is that?
It's the dildo he's got that he beats his dog with and breaks and he breaks his mic with.
Is he just holding it really close to the camera? Because it looks like it's bigger than him.
Yeah, he's like, look at this cock. Okay. I've seen pornos where there's an obviously fake dick that's about that long. Yeah, Lucy, who makes their dog chew a dick? That's so fucking weird. I love it though. That's stuff out of a Seinfeld fucking episode, man.
Yep.
He's having a good old time. Look at that dog. Hell yeah, look at that dude. It's an awesome dog chew toy.
Llama's dog likes dick.
I'd set him outside. He'd be playing in the dirt with a fucking dildo. That's so awesome. Oh,
you gotta let the dog run outside with it and be playing in the yard, and kids will come by and try and pet him.
I'm so doing this when I get a dog. I'm getting the biggest fucking dick I can find, dildo wise, and that's what exactly I'm gonna do. It's gonna be his favorite toy.
I wanna get a dog.
People are gonna come over like, what the fuck? But when kids come over, it's like, hide the dick.
Oh, look, Turbo's playing with balloons.
Yay! Turbo's over there doing balloons.
He's like a little kid playing with his balloons.
I don't think that's air, sir.
No, it is. It's a balloon. I can see it.
Oh, yeah. He's blowing up balloons. It's a lot of fun.
It's a blue one.
Yeah, he's got a big blue balloon, and he just blows it up and deflates it. It makes that noise. That noise.
That's so cute.
Yeah. That's exactly what he's doing. All right, so I'll take the next one.
I think he's doing helium. He's like making his voice sound silly.
No, he's doing the other one.
Can you imagine being homeschooled your entire life? That would suck.
No, yeah, that would be weird, right?
I mean, school sucked and everything, but I would hate to not be in a public school.
Yeah, you had that experience. I still had fun. It sucked a lot of times.
My parents almost put me in a Christian academy.
Really?
Yep.
You would have turned out different.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have.
No, you'd be you.
It would have sucked, though. I hated everyone at my church. All the kids, at least.
Wow. Were they mean to you?
No, they weren't mean to me. They were just boring. A lot more interesting things happening in the public schools, I think.
Yeah, buddy. If I was homeschooled, I never would have played high school football. And if I never played high school football...
But basically, we should all go to Christian academies, right?
Yeah.
Or be homeschooled.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
You have a crazy fit massage machine?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. What kind? Is the kind you sit in?
No, you stand on it.
You stand on it? And what is the massage exactly?
Okay, hold on just a minute. Let me get my husband. I'll go get the book on it. You can talk to him for a minute, and I'll get the book, and we'll tell you about it, okay?
Okay, honey. Oh, she's nice.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, good sir? God bless you.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm great. I see you have a massage machine. I just wanted to get the particulars, because... my mother has a lot of problems, you know. I want to make sure it's going to massage the correct, you know. Your wife said that you stand on it?
Yeah, it's one of those you stand on. It's one of them vibration. You can sit on them. It's one of them vibration ones you stand on.
Uh-huh. And you stand and it just vibrates your whole body that way?
Yes, back and forth. They had them on the commercials there. LEDs.
Yeah, that's great. And you didn't, guys, it wasn't for you then, I guess?
Well, my wife, she got it for her,
uh-huh.
And she don't have time to use it. She stays with some elderly people, and she has used it quite a bit, off and on.
Yeah.
And I guess it's probably about 2 years old.
Okay.
But it's just still like brand new. She said we got it January 2014.
Oh, it's brand new still, shit. All right.
Yeah, it's pretty good shape.
Has she told you, your wife, has she told you, or can you ask her now, does it give good orgasms?
I don't think it has anything to do with that, no.
It won't give you, like, the woman an orgasm when you're on it?
No.
What about the man?
No, I've only been on a time or two. It don't have any. It just vibrates your shoulders and stuff.
Oh, did it make your pecker get hard or anything like that?
No.
Because you can sit down on it, right?
Yep.
You don't think it'll get your pecker a little hard? Go back and forth like that, you know?
Probably not.
Like a dog in heat? No. Can I talk to your wife again?
No, she's not here.
Put her on the phone.
I thought he's gonna go get her.
For a second, I thought so too. I just wish I could hear the conversation they're having right now. You know what he's saying?
So in the chat room, they're saying that's one of those vibrating things with the belt around it.
Really? They still make those?
I wouldn't think so, but maybe they're wrong. Maybe servo's stupid. I think servo's stupid.
That's the machine they show, like, where it was like, this is, you know, it's something that wouldn't even really help your health anyway. It was just made.
Yeah, in the 50s. Yeah. I used to see those on TV, you know, back in the 50s.
Back when you were around in the 50s?
Yeah, yeah. But no, I've only seen them in black and white ever. So yeah. I've never seen one in real life.
Pee-wee had one at the Playhouse, remember?
Oh, of course.
You don't remember that.
No, I remember that.
You're a Pee-wee fan, right?
I hated him at the time that it was on TV, but I've learned to appreciate him.
My dad used to say, "Oh, you fucking watch that." He used to get mad if he caught me watching it. I never knew why. Like, he wouldn't tell me why because he thought he was a queer. He didn't want me to pick up queer stuff. That was his mentality about it. But I remember he would get so mad. My mom would be like, "Leave him alone. Let him watch it." And he's like, "No, look at him. Look. Look, Gladys, look at him." I'm like, oh,
how old were you when Pee-wee was on?
Third, fourth, fifth grade.
Oh, well, that's normal. Why would he care?
Yeah, and I think sixth grade is when he got caught in the theater. So.
were you like, look, Dad, he was jerking off to straight porn. you idiot.
You're wrong, Daddy. Well, his thing was like, there's just something wrong with the guy. Something wrong with the guy. I don't like it. Yeah, but now, yeah. You know, he does all that crazy fucking weird shit. Like with Alf's, the guy from Alf. The TV show, the dad from Alf.
He was involved with that guy.
Yeah, they were smoking the drugs and having sex with kids and shit like
that. I remember the Alf dad getting in trouble.
Yeah, he was involved with Paul Rubens. That was his kind of boyfriend. But he was kind of involved with that together, but separate.
So Paul Rubens is gay?
Well, no, I'm not saying he's gay. It's just he does kinky, you know, he's into, like, weird, kitschy stuff. And
yeah.
So my dad thought he was gay. So I don't know if Paul Rubens is gay. Maybe he's
gay. I have no idea.
He's definitely autistic or on the spectrum, though, right?
He's probably the same thing that Michael Jackson is. He's just a fucking weirdo.
No, Michael Jackson had Asperger's or something. No one wants to come to that agreement. I think as a society, until we come to that agreement, we're not really going to be able to get over this whole problem with people who deal with autism and Asperger's syndrome and stuff like that.
Yeah. We're going to bring awareness to the people.
It's Michael Jackson.
Did you ever see Pee-wee on David Letterman? I just saw that like a month ago.
No. Pee-wee on David Letterman? No, like old school Pee-wee on David Letterman?
Yeah, 80s, 1980s, or yeah, something like that. He was in this Pee-wee outfit, and it was really funny. It was just bizarre. It's the weirdest David Letterman thing I've ever seen.
Other than the show, like I remember when he came on MTV after the whole thing happened, and he said, "Hey, read any good books lately?" Remember that?
Yeah,
that was kind of cool. Yeah, because that was like, leave him alone. So it was jerky. That's what you're supposed to do at that place. No, I came here just to watch the big fucking 10-foot pussy in front of me and not do anything about it. That's right, officer.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, isn't that what you do at those places?
Yeah. And at that point, VHS is prevalent, and he had money. Why didn't he have to just get a VCR, baby? Because you know, I guess you get excited. But, oh, yeah.
He was visiting his parents. At the time, I know that. So,
calling Pacific Science Center. Visit our webpage at www.pacificsciencecenter.org. To speak to a receptionist from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., press 0 at any time. For information on hours, admission.
Pacific Science Center?
Yeah, do you have anything there that shows the penis?
No.
Nothing at all related to the penis machine?
No.
Like, if I bring myself or my children, and we won't see, like, scientific diagrams of the penis or the vagina?
There's a Leonardo da Vinci photo that's on the wall over in building, what is it? Building 3, I believe.
Oh, my God.
But that's all that I know of.
He has his penis out in that one. Oh, that's disgusting. Wow, that's a shame. That's a shame. How much is admission?
The admission for the Science Center is $19.75 for an adult. Pardon me.
But if I don't want to see the penis, I get a discount because I'm not going to see the penis.
No, you don't.
How much is the penis charge?
You don't have a charge for that.
For the penis?
Sir, this is getting a little ridiculous. So
well,
I'm
just concerned.
Now.
Are there any other sexual organs there? Are there breasts anywhere?
I'm going to have you talk to somebody else. Just
okay, because if I get sexually aroused, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Damn it! I had to say that. I'm about to get the transfers. Oh, damn.
Should have had her take down the Leonardo thing. Like,
thank you for calling the Civic
Put it in a closet while you're there.
Her webpage at www.civicsciencecenter.org. To speak to a receptionist from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., press 0.
The Simpsons, they made her wear pants in Springfield.
Civic Science Center?
Yeah, were you going to transfer me?
I tried. Hold on.
No, you didn't.
What a liar.
Liar.
Thank you for calling guest services at Pacific Science Center. We're...
Oh.
Please hold while I try that extension.
I love these daytime things because of shit like this. Come on.
Thank you for calling. Please enter the extension number now.
Oh, forget it. Done with the peni.
Neon messaged me and said it was Jeffrey Jones that Pee-wee was involved with.
No, it was Elfstead.
Well, I do remember Jeffrey Jones getting in trouble around the same time that Pee-wee did.
Maybe it was the second time. I could swear that the dad from Alf and Pee-wee were involved somehow in something dirty.
Yeah, I've heard the dad from Alf has been in some weird stuff, and that he was, like, doing prostitutes or something, or...
He was smoking meth.
Being a prostitute, or...
Yeah, he was smoking meth on video and hooking up with trannies on video.
Was he? I didn't hear about that part.
Was it meth? Let me see. Alf. Now I gotta find it. Alf. Actor.
How did he even become a mainstream actor? That Alf guy.
He was just a guy. He was just a guy with a bald guy with glasses.
He's just the weirdest looking guy. Like, yeah. they could have done better, it seemed like.
Willie Tanner.
For a TV dad.
His name is Max Wright. That's a cool name.
He looked really old, too. Yeah. Like, he looked like a grandpa more than a dad.
Like, I remember him on that show that, not Artie Lang, that what's his face, the guy that did Bob Dole on Saturday Night Live, Norm MacDonald. Norm had a show, a sitcom on ABC for like a season, and he was on it. That was the last I knew about him. Yeah, before he fell off.
I watch Norm's current show.
Yeah.
He does a weird web show, kind of like Tom Green does.
Oh, okay.
Just has a bunch of like washed up celebrities on it. It's pretty entertaining.
I'm looking at his Wikipedia. All it talks about is that he was arrested once for drunk driving in 2000. And he had another DUI in 03. It's not talking about.
He had some things happen. So, something to do with prostitution.
Ah, here it is. He had gay sex. It was smoking crack on video and having sex with a gay, with a gay prostitute and some other big fat black guy. Wow.
Oh, of course.
And it's straight up him. Oh, he's straight up making out with him and shit.
He was the father also on Down to Earth.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that show by chance?
No, I don't. Down to Earth.
All right. Never mind then. He was a father for one season, and then they got replaced.
I sent you a link with the pictures of him in the crack house.
Okay.
He's making out with a stereotypical early 90s, late 80s gay dude.
Who's taking the pictures?
I don't know. I thought it was from a video. They were taking stills. Having gay sex with homeless dudes, it says. Happened in 2001.
Gross, homeless people.
Oh, man, hobos, right?
Yeah.
Get cooties up.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I could have shared that on video, but no, it's okay. All right, let's continue. You know what? I got to get some water. I got to play music. Can you hang on, Brad? I got to grab some water.
Okay, I'm going to get water.
I got cotton mouth. Yeah, I'll grab that. Them calling me. I am back. Yay.
Woohoo.
Yay. Where were we? Prank calling, right? Yeah.
I'm talking about gay people smoking crack.
Max Wright.
And before that, we're talking about shoes a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Great show today.
Great day today. Yeah, man. For some reason, I was just thinking about Atari 2600 while I was peeing. I don't know why. Just did.
That's weird.
Tell me.
I think that's the sign of having a stroke or something. He's starting.
I'm starting. Man, I love this place with crystal castles. Yeah. All right. Someone is... Oh, I've called this guy before. He never picks up at night. Maybe he'll pick up during the day. He looks for comic books. I'm going to change my call already to something local.
What do you mean he looks... He's looking to buy comic books?
Yeah, he says if you have any old... He advertises every week and the same thing that I use... Asking if anyone has any certain era comic books.
Oh, you should tell me how, like, the original Spider-Man or something.
Like four copies.
Visit our webpage at www.pacificsciencecenter.org.
Just act really dumb. Be like, is that worth anything?
Spider-Man number one. Isn't there only, like, two? Three copies of that? I forget. It's some asinine amount of... limited amount of copies.
I don't know.
I'll say like number 20 or something. I'll tell him I stole him.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Are you looking for comic books?
Yes, sir. I buy, sell, and trade them. Depends on what you got.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that sounds good. You have a shop?
No, sir. I'm 53 years old, and I've collected red since the early 70s. I work full-time, do factory work, and I do a few conventions when my work schedule allows me to. And
How much do you weigh?
How much do you weigh? How much do I weigh?
Uh-huh.
About 215. Why?
A little more than that, I think, right?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, because you're saying 215. It sounds more like maybe 250, maybe more. How tall are you? Mm-hmm. How big a boy are you?
What does it have to do with the comic book?
Well, because I'm a big boy, you know, and I'm a shut-in, so if I'm going to see you, I get nervous, you know.
No.
You're going to make fun of me because I'm fat. People make fun of me a lot because I'm fat.
I'm about 215 and 6 foot tall, so.
Oh, you look pretty nice then. You're not too bad. You got big bones then, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, you sound big. So what? 215, nice big muscles.
So what do you have for sale?
I got some old, I got like Flash, like 10 through 30 here. I've got X-Mans. I got Power Meat. Power Meat, yeah, Spring Fingers.
Not familiar with that. Is that underground?
Yeah, they're really rare. Got Spring Fingers, Power Meat. Yeah, got ejaculation box.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, there's a Seaman.
Sounds like he might be just pulling my leg.
No,
who is
it? Seaman. His name is Seaman. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it says that he, like, his background, it says here, like, I'm looking at the first one, it says that he was a Navy sailor, and he was in a big submarine, and he escaped, and he's Seaman.
Interesting. What's your name?
Cross.
Where are you calling me from?
I'm in Bull's Gap.
Bull's Gap?
Yeah. Hey, listen, boy. Boy, what conventions do you like to go to?
Just which ones, whichever ones you want to, you class, go to, whatever's around.
You go to the local ones, or you go to any ones far out of state?
Not too far out of state. I go to some local ones, some few out of state.
Because the Tennessee ones are shit, man. You go to Miami, or Florida, or Atlanta. I went to Atlanta once to a convention, and there was so much fucking titty. There was really good titty over there. And I met a man. Me and him hook up now. We make comic books. We spread the comic books on the floor, and we, like, get naked, and we roll around them with powder all over
sounds
us.
Sounds like you have a real time, man.
Yeah. Brad, you got that powder? Watch. So he's here.
I got, like, 5 gallons of powder.
Yeah, 5 gallons of
cool.
powder.
Cool. You guys are the man. All right. Right, so.
Yep.
Yeah. You should read the Seaman, though.
Yeah.
And we got some we got some bullshit comics from Mike Tucker. They suck.
Stupid marijuana things.
Yeah.
Happy, what's it called?
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
Go to Colorado, get all you want, guys. All
right, motherfucker, you. Yeah, shove your comic books up your ass.
Don't sound like you that. Now here you are getting all tore up now. If
you because
you
don't want,
time,
you don't even want to look at my comic books. I told you I got Seaman, Ejaculation Box.
Yeah, you just got all the good stuff. Sound like to me.
Pubic
Hustler
Lice,
Humor.
Pubic Lice Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go. Hey, Bubba, you have a good weekend. All right.
Bye, sweetheart.
Hey, before we go, can you tell us what you really weigh?
Oh.
It's not 215.
Dude, You can tell. You must have some big cheeks, then.
Can hear his jowls flopping around when he talks.
But the last time I made that assumption, the lady had half a face. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember that was horrible.
Yeah. I almost did an ass.
Oh. Prank call's gone wrong.
Like I considered taking that out, but it was so fucking funny.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
I couldn't leave it on the cutting room floor, man. That one right there, I could not. Oh boy.
I would have had a hard time leaving that in too.
Yeah. Have you had pranks you've taken out of whatever?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That were good, but you couldn't. You think or?
I can't think of any examples, really.
Yeah, but you've had...
I'm sure I've taken plenty out, though. Mostly just because it's not funny.
No, but I mean, like, something was good, but because of the way it went, you're afraid to...
Yeah, there's plenty like that. They weren't amazing or anything that I can remember, but... It turned out to be sad or whatever.
Yeah. But, dude, you don't understand. Huh? You got a hold of that one girl's dad's voicemail. Remember?
Who? Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. At the time that she was in the news really big. She was starting the crash and going through all that stuff. And you had messages with him saying, I think we can get a plea arrangement. We got to do it now. And she
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks that I didn't really, I was really drunk that night. And I just, I wasn't following what was happening on the machine. I was talking over all her crying and everything else.
Yeah, but you could have sold that to like TMZ or something. To be honest,
yeah.
I told you like you could probably sell, but I forgot we both like I probably really shouldn't, but that'd be really awesome. You probably could have made some money though for the audio. Yeah,
there had just been a thing in the news recently before we did that about whatever the people in the UK were that were going through voicemails.
That's
and they
right.
got arrested.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch's company out there, News Corp. Or no, it wasn't News Corp, but whatever the... Yeah, that's right.
That's probably the worst time that could have happened.
That
I had to
true.
Send that in now. We had to... Like, Matt Hillock has it on his YouTube. We had to send that to TMZ.
What is it?
Not for money. The us breaking into Lindsay Lohan's voicemail.
Yeah, they might still be like, oh, cool. Like, remember one? She's still kind of crazy. Yeah.
Maybe Matt will get a bunch of subscribers out of it.
Yeah, I wish Matt was here. I told him to join. I love him on
stupid
these
Matt.
Pages. Yeah, he's not even... He's yellow. I don't know what he's doing. Like, he's doing anything. Come get with him.
He's never on GTA anymore either.
Yeah, he gets tired of it. He was really into it for a while. I'm kind of tired of it too. I don't get in there as much as I used to.
I still love it. I don't know why.
Yeah, man.
Especially lately with all the hacking. The hacking's a lot of fun.
It looks fun. I'm starting to get tired of that too. I'm just looking at the map, looking for places to call, thinking about ending the show.
I can give you those last two numbers, or actually, I sent you those last two numbers, shoe store numbers, if you want them.
Yeah,
they're probably, yeah, they're not going to pick up, though.
You don't think?
Give the rest of my leftovers. Oh, Mistress Morgan sent me a giant list of people who are into curling.
Yes. She had a group, their group. Yeah, I didn't get to those numbers once she sent.
Yeah, I was going to call them last night, but then I just didn't know what I was going to do. Like, what do you say to people that do curling?
Nice. Like, I don't know anything about curling, so I don't know what I could tell. All right, I see these numbers. There were two left here. These are the last two, you're saying? I'll do this real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are the last two.
I'll do this real quick. No problem. And then we'll get out of here.
I do have curling numbers if you want them.
I'll think about it.
It's curling club. I need to. Yeah, I have no idea what to say to them though.
I wouldn't either.
We could just say we're with the curling club and they've been kicked out.
Are they like a really stuck up culture? I mean, if that's the case, it might be fun.
What is curling? Is that just lifting up the barbells or?
No, it's on ice and they have this bowl.
What?
They kind of bowl this big rock on the ice. It's kind of like shuffleboard. It goes real slow, and then someone in front of it has a broom, and they go back and forth.
You're messing with me, aren't you?
Guys, I swear to God, look at them.
Wait, really? This is curling? I'm looking at Google images.
We were talking about it on my last show because Milkman was trying to explain it. You know him. He's like,
I thought it was weightlifting. No.
Curling is the weirdest sport in the Olympics to me. I don't really understand it.
I've never watched the Olympics before, so
I've heard this sport's real fun to watch if you get into it, but fuck all.
It's a lot different than what I expected it to be.
Yep. Chat room says just call and make fun of their sport. I like that idea. Let's do it. Fuck it. Now I want to do it. You got me.
Okay. Here.
Hello? Hector? Hello, Heck? Cool. All right. Yeah, hook me up with those. We'll do it.
All right. I'm going to give you page one.
Nice. You got me for 30... what I say, you, the community. You guys have me for 30 minutes, and then I absolutely have to end.
34 minutes.
34. All right, fine. No, I want a few minutes. I need Carlos time.
Okay, all right. It's fine then. I give you permission. 30 minutes.
I want to brew some tea, crack my knuckles, stuff like that before she gets here. Crack my knuckles. Okay, here's Andrew.
Nice euphemism.
Yeah, you start out. Curling, come on, Brad. Let's do it. I know, I put you in a spot when you're on my show. That's why you don't like doing it.
No, that's not true. I don't mind. I really have no idea what to say to curling people. I'm just going to say I'm from the club, I guess.
Hello?
Hi, Andrew?
Yes?
Hey, it's Dave from the curling club.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. I'm fine, too. Thanks for asking. Anyway, yeah, we've been getting a lot of complaints from other members about you and the curling club.
Okay.
And, you know, can you just stop it?
Sure.
There's just lots of bullshit coming from you, and we're tired of it. I haven't noticed it myself, but I'm sure all these people are lying. They just keep complaining about you. It's always your name coming up. Knock your shit off. No more bullshit.
That's so my bad.
What?
That's totally my bad.
Yeah, I know. Can you tell your kid to shut the fuck up? We're trying to have an adult conversation here. You slapped that little bastard in the mouth.
He's he didn't get
what was that? Was he crying?
I don't know. He was a okay. Let me set the gotta set the ID. Okay, man.
Star in the chat room says you should say that they're they need to stop grunting so much when they play.
Yes, there we go. That's mine. I got Gary here. We'll do that. Did you watch or have you gotten into House of Cards?
No, never.
No? Good show, man.
Yeah, I'd probably like that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to give it a try someday.
Based on your recommendations, I've watched 2 episodes of Daredevil. The first one, the second one started getting into it. So, but then Orange is the New Black came out, and I got to watch that because I have an invested interest in that.
Are you talking about like how Netflix recommends things that I watch?
No, you said you liked it. You watched the whole season.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I need to speak with Gar.
Pardon me?
Gar?
He's out right now.
Oh, is this his
daughter? Can you call back later?
Is this his daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one with the problem, right?
Excuse me?
You're the one with the problem that he was telling me about?
What problem?
Oh, we don't have to talk about it, but I'm praying for you.
Thank you.
He said that you were real tough to deal with. You were frustrating and aggravating him a lot, he said.
Excuse me?
Well, we have private conversations. It's almost like I know you. It's good to finally hear your voice, you know. Put a voice to the name. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, me and your dad, we talk about our families, and he was saying how you were a pain in the ass sometimes, and he gets real frustrated. He has to smoke marijuana.
Bye. You can call back later if you want to talk to him.
Hey, fuck you.
She's going to be pissed at her dad now.
I ruined dinner.
She's probably running away from home.
What I should have said is that he hates your boyfriend. Should have been like, fuck. Every dad hates their girlfriend's boyfriend, their daughter's boyfriend.
Let's call her back like 10 times and just keep harassing her.
All right. Well, you'll call Gina next, and then I'll call Gary Dar. Oh my god.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of
even
George
the bitches
Gina.
Carry guns. So this is a female curler. Who knew? Even they. Well, I'm not saying that they can't, Brad. I'm just saying it's not common. All right, you ready for James Head? Which could also be James Sheed. Yeah, Carlito, I'm cool with that. All right, cool. You're on mute if you're talking.
Oops. I'm dumb.
Oh my god. What's replacing Giants going on tonight? He put an ad out. Right? The Giant canceled?
Oh, I don't know. What's he doing tonight?
Did he say something?
No one is available to take your
he
call.
He had... What was he at? He shared his ad with me earlier this week. He was going to be going on. Forgot what it was. It wasn't for bouncers. Bounty Hunters he was doing.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that last week, though?
Mm-mm. Last week was bouncers. This week was bounty hunters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. He's going down his list. He's at B. I don't see notification that he is not on tonight. I haven't talked to him, but last I knew he was on today, so we'll see.
Yeah, he'll probably be here tonight.
Yeah, everyone.
He was asking me about tomorrow. He wants to do some more in-person pranks tomorrow with me.
Okay. Right.
So that's going to be fun.
All right.
You should see the stuff we have on film. It's so great.
Is it on? Is it out yet, or is it still?
No. We're going to wait a while before we release anything, but. There's like this, I don't know, like the last time we did it, this lady, she tried to pick up a big display of candy bars and they fell all over the floor and that's all on film.
I'll do them too. I'll go and I'll film shit in any store around here.
Okay.
Whenever you guys are ready. I've done them before without filming, but I've done audio ones with you and with Baz. Baz was asking about glory holes and I was at the diner. Recording the reaction, the lady's like, I don't even know. What's a glory hole?
Yeah. I drove around my town once, and I was having Mr. Spessa and his, people from the conference. They were trying to make things happen, but nothing worked out that night.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, I'd love to be in a store when that kind of stuff happened.
Yeah. All right, here is Healy, Ken Healy. And I think this is still your turn.
Yay! You notice how the phone numbers are written down in this list?
Yeah.
Like, area code and prefix are all one big number?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of an odd way to do it.
Yeah.
I bet it's Mistress Morgan's fault.
I think she might have done a quick search replace thing.
Hello?
Hi, hello? Is Mrs. Healy?
Yes?
Hey, I'm calling from the curling club that your husband's in.
Yes?
And we just needed to let you know that, he's not there, is he?
Yes, but I'm just not sure at the moment where.
Oh.
Did you speak with
him? Well, anyway, yeah, we're kicking him out of the club because he's been making sexual advances on all the women here.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but could you let him know? He's just not... We just can't have that here. We want this to be a safe environment for everyone. And a lot of females join in the curling club lately, and we can't have him hidden on them all the time like that.
Could you tell me who I'm speaking with?
Yeah, my name's Kevin. I'm with the Nepani Curling Club.
With which one?
The curling club. Is he in more than one?
Well, no, but he does curl at different ones.
Okay, this is the one where he's actually in the club, and he's just been just sexually, he's just coming on to all the women there. It's really embarrassing.
And who am I speaking with?
My name's Kevin.
What's your last name?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, because you don't tell people things like that and not give who you are.
It's weird, though. I don't know why you need my last name. It's Blake. Last name is Blake. Kevin Blake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So why are
you
telling
me
that and not him? Why are you telling me that and not him?
Well, because you picked up, and I don't really even like the guy. It's just weird that he does that all the time.
And which curling club is that you're talking about?
It's like when he's doing the curling, you know, on the ice and stuff, he always pretends to fall and accidentally gropes the women.
Yeah, but he doesn't curl in mixed curling.
What?
No, he doesn't curl in mixed curling at all.
Oh, yeah, I understand what you're saying completely. But no, he keeps groping the female members and hitting on them, and like they're not here. This isn't a dating club, okay? It's not a dating club. Well, he's trying to treat this
curling,
like a dating club.
Which curling club are you calling from?
Nepani?
Sorry?
Nepani. Danny Napany. Is that him in the background? I don't even want to talk to him.
Well, why are you calling me now? Like, the curling's been over since March or April.
I know. I'm saying we don't want him back when it starts up again.
I don't know who that is. No. What position do you have at the curling club to be able to call and make this call?
Well, I work with Linda. And, you know, we're just, I'm in charge of the list and sending out mailings and stuff like that.
He's only in the men's curling, so I don't know what you're talking about.
We have plenty of women here. He's lying to you, okay? But he's just trying to deny it because he knows he's caught in front of his wife. He's pretending like he doesn't know what we're talking about.
No, we don't. We really don't know who and what you're talking about. So
okay, are you really going to believe him? Come on. He's caught. We've caught him. Caught him red-handed, flirting with all the women in the club.
Oh, well, that's always a given.
Ken, it's not a dating club, all right? They have other clubs for that if that's what you're looking for.
So what's brought this call on? Is you had complaints or something?
Yeah, many complaints from both female and male curlers, curling people.
I don't know who the joker is.
Yeah, I don't even...
Yeah, yeah, I'm a joker. Okay, whatever, Ken.
He doesn't know who you are.
Okay, listen, ma'am, maybe you should just put out more often and he won't be so hard up. He won't, you know, he needs to get it at home, and then he won't be going out to the curling club and seeking it from other people.
What position? position do you hold to be able to make this call? Like, who's
asking
you to make
me that?
Call?
And I already told you. But maybe you need to put out more, is what I'm saying.
You're right off, Carl. You're the one that's...
Get wild with him tonight in bed.
There she goes. We might be able to get him to pick up if I call again.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah, I'll talk to him this time. She's from the Camino. He's got a point.
Do you have a local number coming up?
Yeah, I do. Local area code number. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, is that Ken?
Yes.
Ken, hi. My associate was just calling. I guess he spoke with your wife regarding the complaints that we had about you.
This sounds like another scam thing. But
no.
Okay.
Well, scam about what? You're a member of the club here, and there's complaints that you make a lot of grunting noises, and you've been groping the women. Look at the women when they're down here on the ice also.
And what is your name?
My name is Cross.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it that I've curled at that club for over a quarter of a century, and I've never heard of you two guys?
We're contractors. We're new hires.
And why is it that there's complaints about me in women's when I'm never there when there's women there? I'm in men's leagues.
Well, there are women there, and you have been groping them. Like you have.
I would doubt that very much.
You have an erection and you go back and forth, they said.
What? This is preposterous.
They say you have a visible erection and you'll move your hips back and forth like that.
This is some joke.
No, sir.
Please dismiss yourself. I'm calling the OPP. This is harassment.
OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah. Shit, I didn't get a chance to say it. Damn. You down with OPP? Oh,
what
man.
What the fuck's OPP?
I think it meant OPD.
Is this
Ottawa? Is this Ottawa? I think this is Ottawa, right? Maybe? Because the way he said a boat, maybe he meant Ottawa PD. And he said OPP. OPP.
Oh, yeah, it could be. It's definitely Ontario.
God damn.
When's the last time you had someone say preposterous to you in a prank call?
Yeah, right? Like, serious shit. Oh, man. That's pretty funny. How much time do I have left? What time it is? I have 19 minutes left. Yeah. I'm trying to find OPP. Why can't I find it? Does it have dots in it? O.P.P? Yeah, that's why. Stupid fucking Winamp search. Should know not to do that. Alright.
There we go.
That's what I'm looking for.
This should be a background loop.
It'd be a good one for you. Not for me. I don't like loops. I like just music.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And you can mix in some Michael Jackson 5. That's their song originally. Okay, back to the list. You want to call that daughter back?
Sure.
All right. I talked to her. It's your turn if you like.
I did send you another number to change your caller ID to if you want. Because I think it's related.
No, that
probably doesn't
good.
Matter at this point. I don't know.
I'll do it. I got time.
Yeah, there's a lady named Linda that... I think she manages the list. She's on the very top of it.
Okay. Yeah, when you mentioned Linda, the lady didn't seem to argue about that. Like, she kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Linda Blake is her name.
Linda Blake. Okay, that's set.
Also on the top of the list, there's a weird thing written in parentheses. I didn't copy this to you, but it says non-response equals consent. What could that possibly mean?
I don't know. Non-response. Maybe if they didn't respond, they consented to be on the list?
Maybe.
They didn't opt out?
Sounds like a formula for rape.
Well, it sounds like something like that should be opt-in, what they're doing here. But whatever. Here's June. Take June. Take her. Take her.
But I took Ken. All right.
But I took second call to Ken.
But he said there's no females. What are all these females? There's a lot of them. There's Belinda down the list.
Hello.
Lana. Hi, June.
Hi.
Hi, it's Gary from the Curling Club.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good.
What's going on with you?
Well, I was calling because you didn't show up at the meeting last night. You're supposed to be here at the meeting. It's a very important meeting.
Where?
At the Curling Club, you know, where we usually meet.
Oh, the Woods?
Yeah, we had like a meeting, a mid-season meeting. And we made a lot of important decisions and everything. And you got voted into some things because you weren't here to opt out.
Yeah.
So you are now the official Curling Club custodian.
Pardon?
You are now the official Curling Club custodian.
Oh, we're gonna that makes me so happy.
Yep. It's good. I mean, it's good to be included, right?
Eh?
It's good to be included.
You included.
I know. We voted you in. You're the new custodian. You're going to have to be here an hour before and an hour after to clean up after everyone.
Well, you better just tell them that I changed my mind. I don't want it.
Well, no, you lost your chance to change your mind because you didn't show up here. You could have voted against it, but you weren't here to vote.
Oh, no. Well, anyway, I'm not going to do it, so what's your trouble?
Well, no, you have to or you're out of the club. We'll kick you out.
Oh, well, I'll get me out of the club then, I guess.
But you're the new janitor. We've got it on paper and everything. So
Well, you just take it off the paper.
You need to at least show up next Wednesday till we find someone else.
Yeah, that's right. They better find somebody else.
Okay, but you need to show up Wednesday.
Pardon?
You have to be here Wednesday night for the curling, and because we need a custodian that night, and you're the custodian.
Yeah, well, I won't be there. I've got other plans.
All right. So you know, there's a $250 fee for leaving, for not being the custodian without warning.
Oh, is there?
You have to give a 1 month's notice.
You know, they can't get money out of a stone, you know.
What?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Like, you said we can't get money out of a stone?
No, I have got no money to spend on to pay a fee.
Well, we'll have to sue you then. We're going to sue you for not being the custodian and giving proper notice.
Yeah, well, no, I won't be there Wednesday night, and I don't want the job, Gary.
Well, you have the job. It's your job. You've been voted in.
No, it's not my
unanimously.
It's not my job.
It's a unanimous vote. You're now the custodian.
Am I? Well, you better tell them I can't do it, and I won't be to any meetings. And
all right.
I'm sick.
Well, prepare to be served with a lawsuit.
Pardon?
Prepare to be served with the lawsuit.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay, as long as we have your permission for the lawsuit to go through.
I got somebody at the door, Gary.
Who is it?
I gotta go.
Wait, go to the door and put them on the phone.
Eh?
Put them on the phone with me. Whoever's at the door, put them on the phone.
Why?
Because I'm from the corporate office. It's all right.
Pardon?
Okay, go answer the door. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bitch. Okay. She was interesting. That was Big June. She does curling, really?
Wow. Is it an old people's thing, or? I'm going to look at pictures and see how old they are. They all look kind of young.
I guess you could be like, it's like bowling, you know, where you get like these old ladies out there doing it, where they do it real slow.
Yeah.
They're like throwing the bowling ball between their legs. I remember going to the bowling alley, and there'd always be this group of old women, and they just do it so slow. It's like, God, that's annoying. Super slow, like the ball goes so slow the whole way. It's like playing like a softball version of bowling.
It's like playing with little kids or something.
It's like, hurry up, motherfucker.
They should give them those tracks. You know, you set it on top and it rolls down the track thing.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
No. Yeah, so you don't have to throw it.
Well, it's for little kids. You know, it stands like 2 feet off the ground and they put their bowling ball up on it and roll it down.
Oh, but that's cheating. Okay.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, yeah, if you got... good for like 3-year-olds, yeah, and old people.
But if you got bumpers, you don't need that.
That's true.
Yeah, all you need is bumpers. Bumper balls, man. Bumper bowling is great. Here's Brian. I will do this one.
Okay.
This is my turn. And we're almost
fine.
Done. We're almost done.
And then I have 9 more pages.
Yay. All right, we're going to do, we'll do them. We'll do them. Oh, wrong number.
Just lock your door so your wife can't get in.
Yeah. No. Oh, that was the right number. Stupid. Stupid me.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. I'm looking for Brian. This is Gary.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Gary with the Curling Club.
With the Curling Club?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
Which Curling Club?
The Napani Curling Club?
We don't do business over the phone. Thank you. Bye.
What do you mean you don't do business over the phone?
That was weird.
I think he had a falling out. What the fuck? He's like, how dare you call me?
Very what? Suspicious.
What is this a front for? He takes that shit real seriously. All right, I'll do the next one.
Okay.
Don Hogan.
I'm looking at the rest of this list. It's like every other name is a female. So what's that guy talking about? There's no females.
The wife is like, he doesn't play next, girl.
I'm going to call her back and be like, here's a list of all the females on the team.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. What do you mean you don't conduct business? What is this?
Who is this?
I'm with Linda. This is Gary. I'm a member of the curling club, and we're trying to handle some business. We're scheduling the next season.
Gary and Linda?
What?
I'm looking at the phone number, and you're not in this area, are you?
Yes, I am.
I have no idea who you are, but...
You're in the curling club, sir. Are you senile?
Just about.
Okay. Well, there have been some complaints about you.
I have.
Yeah. You're curling. Which? You're playing very slow, and you do a lot of grunting when you're out there on the ice. And there's a video. They took video of you, and you're like, like that. You're like, and you had already let go,
Gary,
of it, and you were still groaning. Like you
Gary
let go
and Linda,
of it, huh?
Gary and Linda, who?
Cross, Gary and Linda Cross.
Gary and Linda Cross.
Yeah, so we're
no idea who you are.
Yeah, well, we run the curling club, and we don't want you coming back out anymore.
That's fine.
Because you're a disgusting sexual pervert out here.
Bye.
Whatever.
Was that Don or again?
No, I called Brian again, actually.
Oh, Brian, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Do Don Hogan, yay.
No, this one's yours, because that one didn't work out.
It did, I called it.
You get the last call.
Oh. You don't want Bill Hogg?
That's the best name ever.
Bill Hogg. Well, on your end of the list, put down that I got up to Bill Hogg here. Don Hogan, my bad.
All right.
Okay. No answer.
Hi, you've reached the Hogan residence.
That's
sorry,
it.
We can't.
It's over. I'm out
no,
here.
Wait. She said Hogan residence.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Did you get the right one?
Yeah.
You're trying to call Hog.
No. Hog is next. All right, I'll do Hog now.
Okay.
That was Hogan. Oh, we could call the daughter back, too. Forgot about her. It was busy when I tried to call back. I'll try one last time after the Hog.
Tell him your name is Bo Duke.
No, I got a better name.
Luke Duke.
No.
Hello.
Yay! Get. Is that Boss Hog?
It is.
I'm calling from the curling club.
I've been to the curling club.
Yeah, I'm from the curling club. I'm calling.
Good.
From, yeah. We got some complaints about you and your curling.
You got what?
We got complaints about you and your curling.
Yeah, I have complaints about me and my curling,
yeah,
too.
Well, you're making sexual advances while you're curling. You had your you said, oops, my penis came out, like that, after you let go of the bowl. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were like, oh, oops, my penis came out, my penis came out. And then you were like, is it back in yet? You were kept fumbling with it, fumbling. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No.
Shit. No? Oh, man, come on. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I started out with a voice and I couldn't keep it going. My name's Cross. No, my name is Sheriff Roscoe. Oh, wait, I can't say Sheriff. My name is Roscoe. You know? You ever get that? Everyone ever talk about your name? Hog? Boss Hog? You never get that?
A few hundred thousand times.
Yeah.
That's all.
Anyone ever make any jokes about you porking?
No.
No? Well, you know what I mean, because your name is Hog, so you've been porking a lot. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So
nobody's crude enough to make that kind of joke, though.
Oh, I guess I'm the only one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Zing.
Oh man, I'm sorry. Don't feel bad. I'm sorry. All right. Look, do you think like we're jerks, people like us that do that stuff?
Who the hell is this?
My name is Eddie.
Doesn't tell me much.
Okay. Well, I've already given you like four names. Brad, say something to him before I cut him off. He's starting to piss me off.
Hey there, honey baby. What you doing today?
What the hell is this?
We're from the curling club.
Did I hang up now?
We're calling to tell you that your membership has been revoked. Revoked.
Oh, come on. Oh, he's there. He's there.
What do you think of that? Mr. Hog.
I'm just going to let him go. Bye, Mr. Hog. All right, there he goes. All right.
You're only one of 100,000 that have made fun of his name,
yeah,
Carlito.
Yeah, supposedly. I feel like shit. All right, Brad, thank you for being on.
You're welcome.
I'll see you later on in the
weekend. Thanks for having me. Don't forget to call the teenage girl after I hang up.
Yes, okay. Brad is hung up. I will call the teenage girl now, the daughter. Calling her back. And then that's it. You reminded me. Still busy, just like I suspected. All right, well, thank you for tuning in for this Friday afternoon show. I'm Carlito. This has been a version of Madhouse Radio. Thank you for all the people who participated. And I will be back on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Once again, yes, you heard right. Start time earlier than normal. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. That probably is a permanent change for now. All right, spread the word. Jayad is on tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. Oh, in about 4 hours. Woo! Bye.
What the heck?